Reading Kia, on approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Reading Kia is open 7 days a week, ReadingKia.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
What a piece of that championship! Put it in here!
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside, a portion of you. Not all of your organs, maybe just your liver.
Welcome back to Thompson Field. It's the Shasta High Wolves playing host to the Paradise Bobcats tonight. Your pregame show is brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank, providing service with solutions. Visit TriCountiesBank.com to see how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC. And the keys to the game brought to us by Reading Kia. We are now just about midway through the season. This will be our second appearance and broadcast at Shasta High School in Thompson Field. We're talking to Coach J.C. Hunsaker. Coach, you've had a great season so far. You have to be very pleased with it. We're just about midway through the season. You've been very successful. To what do you attribute your success?
Well, I would say the chemistry of the team. We've got a lot of great players that really love being together out here. We've got a good staff together that helps support those kids become better young men. And I think through the process of us maturing off the field as well as on the field has contributed to the success on the field. So, it's a good atmosphere, a good environment to be in, and it's, the winds are following that, so we're happy with that.
I want to go back. I usually don't like to live in the past, but I want to go back a couple of weeks to the only loss that you guys got against PV. Tell me about that game.
You know, Pleasant Valley is probably the most talented and biggest team in our section in terms of athletic ability. They got a good program down there. Coach Cooley's done a really good job, and we knew we were in for a dogfight. We knew we had to play flawless football to be able to come out on top. We were really close to doing that, just not enough. And I was proud of our efforts, but we still made mistakes Friday night throughout different times that if you're going to beat a good quality team like PV, you can't afford to make. And we made some of those mistakes, and coming out, we came out on the short end of the stick. But, I would love to get another shot. I know our kids are hungry to hopefully create that opportunity down the road.
Let's talk about the tempo offense. I've been watching. I've seen every team in the northern area, the local area here in that tempo offense. I've seen two or three people try to run that. Nobody runs it like you guys do. You guys sustain it for the entire game. How do you do that?
Well, we condition really hard throughout the week. We try and tamper off towards the latter part so our kids have fresh legs. But in anything that we do in practice, we talk about going fast, and really the kids now push each other. The coaches don't have to say it as much anymore. Hey, guys, let's go pick it up. We're rolling. Other kids are doing that. And it's something that maybe we should slow down at times of practice to try and fix some mistakes that we are still making late in the year in terms of X's and O's and execution. But, we're all about, we don't ever want to sacrifice the tempo in any drill that we're doing. So hopefully that wears teams down. And so far, it's really paid dividends for us. Even in our one loss, PV, they were battling to stick in there. They were tired. They knew that they went the whole four quarters against a quality opponent, and hopefully the next time we encounter another quality team, we can be on the up end of the results. So
I saw you guys in your opening game against Anderson. You ran the whole tempo offense the entire game. It was noticeable from the broadcast booth where the defense was really wearing down. Have you had any problems with the officials and the chain gang keeping up with your tempo?
Problems is probably not the best word to use. They have slowed us down. The officials have slowed us down. I know they've got a lot of jobs that they got to make sure that they are doing to make sure that they're doing their best job to officiate a good game. But, if we could get them to move even more fast, I guess I'm not using proper language there, but faster for us, it would help us continue to do what we're trying to do in terms of, we're not trying to catch them off guard. We're just trying to run them into the ground. Are you as conditioned as we are? And if you're not, then, we'll see that in third and fourth quarter. So I had meetings with our chain gang before the beginning of the year. They are on board. They love it. I really haven't seen – they can't move until officials tell them to go. So it's basically in the hands of the officials on how fast we can go. They have slowed us down as of late, but, it's still faster than any – Anybody else that the other teams that we face have seen. So it's still a benefactor to us.
Well, you're doing a great job with that. Let's talk about players for just a couple of seconds. Who on your team has stepped up and has shined beyond your expectation thus far?
You could probably point at specific times at all the kids on this team as far as exceeding what we expect of them in that given moment. We're all about team here. Singling kids out individually is tough to do. You look at stats and say, well, this kid's doing this. What I like to look at is efforts without the football in their hands. The guys up front, when they execute at a high level, we execute at a high level. when they're not moving the line of scrimmage, we struggle. So at times they do a phenomenal job, those front five, at doing it better than we expect. And then our backs, that when they're not carrying the football, are giving us the effort as well. So it's hard to single out one guy because it really is a team effort, especially in this wing T concept.
I'm glad you said that because everybody focuses on the players, the guys who have the football in their hand. Nobody focuses on the guys on the front line or the defensive line. So it's a good answer that you said that because it's like you said, if they're not doing their job, your team's not going to do, you're not going to get what you really need out of that.
Well, that's completely accurate. I mean, yesterday we talked about our interior guys being the heartbeat of this team, and it's unglorified, but this is what you signed up for. They embraced that. Actually, some of our backs gave them a little standing ovation at the end of practice there in terms of, hey, dude, we know that our success is based off of what you guys do. But at times, you know, you just got to reaffirm that thought process with them. Say, it's not unappreciated. I know we don't say it enough, but guys, we truly are blessed to have what you're doing and do it at such a high level. So we give them kudos for that.
That's a good thing. What does the rest of your season look like in terms of competition? And is it too early to be discussing playoff implications?
You know, as you get later on in the year, the playoff picture starts to unfold. I think we've got a very good shot at moving to that point, but we really have the one opponent mentality moving forward. Our league is extremely tough. PV being at the top of it right now, Chico at the top, both undefeated, and Foothill as well. They've only played the one matchup, but you got to bring your A game every night. You know, Enterprise is our game after Paradise. Paradise is a great tradition program since 2000. I think they've won 6 section championships and been in 10 of them. So, I mean, there's no other good program that has competed on that level for so long. So we know we've got our hands full Friday night. Then you got River Bowl, Enterprise, the top dog in the section the last 3 years with some of the athletes that they've had and the program they have over there. After that, Foothill is on the up and up this year. Then we're lucky enough to have a bye. Then we play Chico, the last game of the regular season, and they have played lights out. They had that one botched game the first week where they lost barely to Roseville, a team out of Sac. So we know we got to step up and bring our A game every week. It's going to be a fun ride down the road.
Okay, let's talk about the Reading Kia keys to the game. What do you know about Paradise, and how are you preparing for them?
You know, God, they love to run the football, maybe even a little more than we run the football. You know, they're a wing T team, old school wing T team. Their tempo out of the huddle is key for them to get us out of position defensively. Defensively, it's all about our reads, making sure we stick and true to those reads and making the first steps off of what their offense is telling us to do. On the other side of the ball for us offensively, we need to continue to maintain our tempo through 4 quarters. We're anticipating a good battle throughout, and then hopefully we can wear them down. It's all about faking, being good without the football. We keep telling our guys that. And we can't lose the line of scrimmage battle. Our guys have to be hungry up front to push bodies out of the way so we can create even bigger holes for our backs. They're good at finding them. But it's easier to run through a 3-foot hole than it is a 1-foot hole. So our keys are just to play within our schematics and not if it's a tight ball game, not get rattled.
It's going to be a great football game. We're looking forward to it tonight. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the pregame, and have a great night.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys are here. I appreciate it.
And there you have the keys to the game from Coach J.C. Hunsaker from Shasta. Rick Prinz is the coach for the Paradise Bobcats. We did not get a chance to talk to Rick. He was a little bit too busy for us just before kickoff. So we just want to acknowledge Paradise being here tonight. The Bobcats are having a very good season, and we're looking forward to a really good football game. And we appreciate the support of the athletic director and the whole football and athletic program of Paradise for helping us out with the pregame show. The pregame show brought to you by Tri-Counties Bank. Providing service with solutions, visit tricountiesbank.com and see how they can make things happen for you, member FDIC. And the keys to the game brought to us by Reading Kia. In a moment, as we get ready for kickoff, Ron Largent will join me. We'll have a couple of words before the game, let you know exactly what each of us think about both teams and what they're going to be doing. We'll paint the picture for you of the football game. It's going to be a nice night here at Thompson Field. Friday Night Football will continue in just a couple of moments. Stand by and keep it here at AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-County's Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-County's Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-County's Bank. Tri-County's Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For JD Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation, charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football on AM 1460 KCNR. We are here at Thompson Field tonight. Shasta Wolves hosting the Paradise Bobcats. And we're looking forward to a really good game. Ron Largent joining me here, Ron. Welcome back to the program.
They need a win. So they're going to be going out there. They're going to go after Shasta to win.
I will tell you something just by our observation right here now. If the game comes down to a field goal, Paradise has got a field goal kicker that's out here working on it. And he's the latest one that he attempted, and he only missed by a couple of feet, was 47 yards.
Yeah, he's a good one. Well, I had the chance to go over and visit with the team coach and one of the assistant coaches. In fact, it's interesting. The head coach has been there 17 years, and his assistant was there before he was. He's been there 22 years. So they have a, you know, Paradise has a history of great, great football. In fact, some of the numbers are rather mind-boggling for those that have followed high school football in the North State. In the last 15 years, they've won the section title, or they've won the section title 11 times. And of those section title games, they've won 6 of them.
Pretty impressive.
That's a powerhouse. So tonight, they're going to be, they got some big kids in the, on the team. They've got a good quarterback. They have a nice mix of seniors and juniors. So it's going to be a good contest for Shasta. And it should be a great game. Looks like the band's about ready to go. There comes Paradise onto the field.
So yeah, you know, that's interesting. I'm sorry. Paradise is just now coming onto the field. They stayed on the practice field until kickoff is in 6.5 minutes from right now. They're just now coming out, and they look fired up.
Well, they are. And one of the reasons they stay over in the practice field, there's a certain psychological buildup there. But the coach was, well, in some respects, he was chewing them out. You know, kids, you're going to have to get with it. This is going to be a big game. And I had the chance to kind of overhear some of his motivational comments. And he wants those kids out here to really play tonight. They see this as a critical game because they've not had a terribly good season. This could be a turnaround for them.
I think what we might have a little advantage to ourselves and everybody else tonight is when I did the opening game, you hadn't joined me on the broadcast yet, but when I did the opening game with Shasta and Anderson, the referees were mic'd up.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think we're going to see that again tonight, which is wonderful. It helps out. You know, a lot of the signal calling has changed over the years. And like there was a couple of calls last week that I didn't know what the signal meant.
Right.
So tonight we'll actually get the verbal on that. We'll get to hear the audio from the thing. So we'll be able to explain things to our listeners much better. So I'm looking forward to a great football game.
Well, I think that's going to be a big advantage because, see, with the Shasta team, they hike the ball. Once the official gives a go-ahead sign on the play, they hike it within 1.5 seconds. So the official and the calls are going to be very helpful as far as we're concerned. They're going to give us a heads up on that.
40-yard field goals for this kicker, Rory Cohn, are no problem at all for him, and the kid is only a junior.
Yeah, he's looking good. It's going to be, if it does come down to that one final field goal, he could make the difference.
Shasta is ready to go. We had a great conversation just a little while ago with Coach Hunsaker, and you talk about that tempo offense, and one of my questions for him was, do you find difficulty in the chain gang keeping up with you and the referees keeping up with you? And he says, yeah, you know, we can't get on the chain gang at all because they can't make a move until the referee tells them to make a move. And we have got it into our practice where we don't even have to get on our kids, our guys, our players about keeping that tempo. Other players keep them on tempo, and that is a really good testament to his coaching style.
It really is. I admire him a great deal. Of course, I followed JC and then his dad when they were out at Central Valley, and they were. I remember the one big game that they had, kind of at the end of their career out there. They upset West Valley when
yeah.
West Valley was winning everything. And JC's a good coach.
Quarterback for Shasta, Kyle Cantonese, is one of the four captains. Also out there is Justin Hellier, number 54 of Casey Lowe, and number 41, where is he? He's Ratavian Matthews is his name. And then captains for Paradise, 54. They're getting ready for the coin toss right now. 54 not listed on our program right now. So the coin toss is being discussed right now, and in just a couple of seconds, there it is right there. And it looks like we'll give it. Shasta has won the toss, and they have chosen to receive. So kickoff scheduled for 3.5 minutes from right now. We'll take a very short break and come right back for the opening kickoff at AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 32. This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center. On Saturday, October 17th at 7:30, it's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting ready. Amateur title and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bucks. Of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 17th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 32 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Cage fights are better at the river.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, all right, all right. Here we go. It's high school football.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Their own 38, 39-yard line.
Well, as we have mentioned already, Shasta uses a no-huddle, very quick offense. Their game plan is to hike the ball within 1.5 seconds from the time when the official gives them the whistle to go. So we'll see how that works. It really keeps the defense on their toes.
Quarterback Kyle Katanese is ready to go, and he fakes the handoff up the middle, throws it out in the flat to a guy who was wide open and went right through his arms. Incomplete.
So Paradise is lining up in a traditional three-down lineman. Looks like they have four linebackers in there. They have a cornerback who was very much asleep on that play. And that wide receiver got right around him.
There wasn't anybody near him, Ron, within 12 yards. So Paradise picked up a break on that one. Katanese now hands off to the outside. And he is on the run for a big pickup right there across midfield in the 50. That is number 4. And that is Kellen McDonald with a nice first down for Shasta. And look at him right up back on the ball. They're ready to go. Down and set they go. Handoff goes right up the middle. It's a fake up the middle over to the right-hand side to number 3. He grabs about 3 yards, and that is Kale Muckle.
And what we're seeing there is as soon as that official blows the whistle, that ball is hiked. He's got the man in motion, and off they go.
Set to take the snap. Katanese drops back 2 steps. He throws the same pattern over to the left-hand side, and that is complete to number 7, Josh Wood. Wood is now down to the 33, 34-yard line, and that'll be good for another Shasta first down.
Now, Paradise is going to have to move the cornerback over. They have a safety on him, but he's got 10 yards back, they're just too fast for him, that safety.
Ball is actually at the 32-yard line. He'll hand it off up the middle one more time to Kale Muckle. Muckle picks up 2 or 3, and that'll be second down for Shasta. They don't even go back to an area. They go right back to the line. I like
back
that.
To the line. Yeah. And the problem with Paradise is that they got 4 men on the down line, 4 linebackers. They're not fast enough.
Handoff up the middle. Shasta going to the ground heavy tonight. And that's a very good pickup down to about the 13-yard line, and that is another first down for Shasta.
And what's happening is as soon as that the blockers take care of the defensive line, they get the linebackers, and they're open. They're into the secondary. There's only a safety left.
In the red zone now, within striking distance, Catanese takes the snap, rolls out to the right-hand side, got a guy near the end zone, but that is an incomplete pass, thrown very low, hit the ground.
Well, we're off to a fast start, that's for sure. They're moved right down the field. They're obviously offensive power is working for them.
They're moving. They think they've got three first downs already. They're down inside the 20, right around the 14-yard line, maybe the 13 right now. Catanese has got his club up on the ball and ready to go. There's the snap. It's a handoff right up the middle. And right when he touched the ball, he is hammered by Paradise. Good defense, three of them on him.
Yeah, now what they're doing there, those defensive linemen there, they held their ground, and then as soon as that the offensive line moved off of it, they moved to the backfield. So that was a good defensive play. Four down linemen, four linebackers.
Handoff around to the left-hand side. That goes to number four. All the way into the end zone. Touchdown for Kellen McDonald. Shasta on the board first.
Very good. I don't think the coaches can see what we're seeing, but they got their linebackers too close in so that when he goes around that end, he's wide open. There's nobody out there to get him.
Wow. So Shasta going to the ground on their first series of downs, and they have scored first. 10:06 left to play. 6-0, extra point. They're set up for that right now. And the crowd's loving it already, Ron. There's the snap, the placement, the kick. It is up, and it is good. So a 10:06 left to play in the first. It'll be 7-0. Shasta will take 60-second break and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, here comes our kickoff, and that goes all the way over the head of the Paradise. Guy who was dropped back deep, that'll go into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and now Paradise will see what they got on offense. First and 10 from the 20.
Paradise uses a what they call a wing T. It's a quick huddle type of offense. They have good running backs. The quarterback had a pretty good year, but they're a fast running back. Number two, we'll have to watch him. It's Jet Hampton. He's a senior, 6'1", 185, very fast. He's their leading rusher right now.
Wow.
Let's see what happens with Jet. Shasta's in their traditional defensive lineup. They are using four down and then three linebackers and three safeties.
Paradise up on the ball, and the gentleman rolls out, does the option pitch over to the right-hand side. He's got room to run, and he's out across the 30.
And that's Austin Garber. He's another, he's a junior, 5'10", 165 running back.
That's some young guys on this ball club.
Yeah, he's a good runner. He's had a good year also, one of their leading ground gainers, and he showed it on that play. Shasta has to pull that linebacker out on the left side there, both sides. In fact, the linebackers need to be out a little wider to stop that sweep like they just had.
Paradise runs right up over center. Handoff over to the left-hand side. He's got nowhere to go, but he breaks out of it. That's number 25. He is on the move now, and he is still going. Finally, he's brought down at the 49-and-a-half-yard line. Wow, that was a nice play. A
very nice run. I think the Shasta coaches will have something to say about broken tackles there. Because they had him back at the, looks like what, the 25-yard line.
Yeah, they had him beat. He had three guys, and he broke tackles from those three. Then he came all the way back to this side.
It was a nice run once he got through those broken tackles.
Next play, handoff over left tackle. Not much of a gain right there, 2 or 3 yards at the most.
Now the wing T is the quarterback right up under the center. And in that formation, they had three backs right behind him. So it's the old, almost like the old-fashioned T formation.
You know, and that's exactly what Coach Hunsaker said. They run the old-fashioned wing T.
Yeah, that's what it is. And that quarterback is up there. So when they're only about 4 yards back.
Chauvin back to pass right now. He's got a guy down over the right left, the right flat, and he just overthrows him a little bit. That pass is incomplete.
But this offensive set, again, it's a quick run, open type of backfield there. So the quarterback can make the handoff to one of the three guys behind him. Shasta staying in the four down linemen, three linebackers, three safeties. One free safety.
There goes Chauvin. Back to pass. Over to left-hand side. Quick one. Incomplete. Second pass that was incomplete. Good coverage.
Yeah, it was good coverage. Now, this is the traditional Paradise formation that they've used over the years. And in years past, I remember a couple of years ago when they played Enterprise, they had this back and with that line, and every play was 5 or 6 yards. They just had this big back, and he just ran right up the center. And that formation lends itself to it.
Okay, fourth down situation right here, and Paradise back to punt. Deep to receive the kick. Number 5, and they'll let it bounce. It'll take a good Paradise bounce, and they will down it right there at about the 12, 13-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Shasta, and they'll go back to work one more time.
You know, in talking with the coaches, a couple of things that I thought were really important before they could go on this quick offense. I asked the assistant coach what's going on this year with not winning. Why has the team not? We better go ahead with the play there. I'll come back.
Okay, so Catanese goes to work. Hands off right up the middle. They're going to the ground game early tonight, and not much of a gain right there. Maybe a yard or two at the most, if that. Yeah, we got to get our words in quick during this game, don't we?
It's quick. It's really quick between plays.
Cadenese takes the snap, dumps back over to the left-hand side. That is complete to number 7, Josh Wood, and he's immediately brought down at about the 15.
See, that's a hard play to defend because on that quick snap, he goes 10 yards, turns around, and he's ready to catch the pass, and he's hitting right on target.
Josh Wood, couple of receptions already tonight. He's split out to the left-hand side. Catanese takes the snap, hands it off right up the middle, but he has got some room to run over off tackle, and that is Cale Muckle.
He's getting a good night. He's getting a lot of action.
Already, and that's good enough for a first down for Shasta. First down. Josh Wood out to the left. Cadenese keeps it. Not much of a gain.
So this defensive scheme that Paradise is in, they have 4 down, 4 linebackers, 2 cornerbacks, and 1 safety.
That's pretty much it right there. Cadenese takes the snap, hands it off to the left-hand side. Not much room. He's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage for no gain, and that will be Justin Hellier.
And I think what they're going to find with that defense, the only way Shasta is going to run, other than those quick openers up the middle, is around the end.
Okay, a whistle is out. Timeout Paradise. All right, we'll take 30-second timeout ourselves and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
You ready? Okay, we are ready here. Thompson Field is where we are here, 7:13 in the first quarter, left to play, 7-0 Shasta. Shasta's got the ball, and they got Josh Wood spread out to the left-hand side and a wide receiver way out on the right-hand side. Man in motion, right to left. Catanese back to pass, got a guy over the middle, incomplete. That is no good.
Nice offensive set. We've not seen that before. The wide receiver came down about 15 yards, cut across the center, and was in good position to catch it, but just a bad throw. You know, I was mentioning a moment ago about the coaches and what they said, and they're seeing exactly what we were talking about, a very fast Shasta team.
It's fourth down for Shasta. They'll be in punting formation. Austin Garber is back to receive the punt, but there is a flag on the play. It's fourth and nine, so I can't imagine they were trying to draw him off with a quick count. It is a procedure call. False start, so that'll back him up even more.
But I was mentioning to the coach, asking the coach at Paradise, what seems to be the difference between this team and the other teams? He said, you know, it's just that we go through cycles with these kids. And that's exactly so, you know, every high school experience is the same thing. You get a good bunch, and then you get some that aren't quite as talented.
Austin Garber, number 23, is back at the 40-yard line for the punt. The punt's not a very great punt, and that goes right out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So, I mean, the punt didn't even get to the first down marker.
You might say that was not a good punt. You know, this you mentioned we're at Thompson Field. What another gorgeous setting. Last week we were at Central Valley, and that was beautiful. This is completely different here. But, you know, this was originally a junior college football bowl.
That I did not know.
Yeah, this was where Shasta College played.
Wow.
And so it's designed as the whole stadium here is designed as a junior college stadium.
Well,
and it's beautiful. Of course, the lighting is perfect. And the setting with the trees and the big cedars across the way there, it's just you can't beat it.
Nice place to watch a football game. Nice place to call a football game. I love doing this stuff. And, you know, I think I told you last week, I haven't had a chance to watch high school football in years. And not because I didn't have a chance to do it. I just didn't go do it.
Right.
And now I get to call it on the radio, which is a lot of fun with you. But I get to watch the game,
well,
too, and I'm really enjoying it.
It's like I was telling my friend Tim that just came in here, by the way. Oh, here we go.
There it is. Quarterback for Paradise. Back to pass. He's looked way deep into the end zone. He makes the catch, but he was out of bounds.
Beautiful pass. Really, just 1 yard out. He would have had a touchdown on that one. Nice play. Good protection. He threw that, 30 yards on the run.
Easily. So what I'm seeing so far, Ron, tell me if you disagree, a pretty even matchup, even though that Shasta's on the board 7-0. Both teams have not passed that much. They've both gone to the ground. The pass is working better for Paradise than it is for Shasta. Shasta's doing really good on the ground so far this evening. So Matt Chauvin, number 12, quarterback, takes the snap, pitches it out to the right-hand side. Running room, a little bit of it, but Shasta brings him down right about the line of scrimmage for no gain.
You know, the key to stop a sweep is a fast defense. Shasta does have a very quick defense. It's going to be interesting to see Shasta play Foothill because Foothill has that same kind of fast defense, and that's what shut down that Paradise sweep right there. The linebackers moved up too fast.
Quickly, next week we'll take a week off. And then we will be back in 2 weeks from this exact location when Foothill comes to Shasta. So that's going to be interesting. You know, it all depends on how Enterprise and Foothill match up tonight. That's a league game from them. Chauvin back to pass. Looks over to the left-hand side. Nowhere to go. And he's brought down for a sack down at the 40-yard line. Number 32 on the tackle, Colton Elkins.
Yeah, see, that Shasta defense is fast, and they're coming off the line fast, and they're getting into the backfield. What Paradise does is when they break the huddle, they really jump to their position, and then they hike the ball almost immediately. And that particular formation works beautifully if you've got the linemen to open those holes.
You're absolutely right about that. So, no productivity out of the Paradise Bobcats that time. They're back at their own 50 is where the punter stands. They're kicking from the 44, kind of a wobbly, squabbly kick, and it looks like that's going to roll into the end zone. unless Paradise gets a really good bounce on that. We'll get the call in a second, and they looks like they got it down at like the 1 yard line.
Good heads up defensive play there. That that kid was streaking down the left side of the field there, the far side of the field, and jumped on that ball literally on, looks like, about the half yard line. They're probably going to say it's first and 10 from the one, but it's right on the goal line. You know, this is fun so far to watch because you got two teams, two different offenses, but both with very talented kids. So we'll see what Shasta does here now.
Shasta deep in their own territory right now. Like you said, it's like the half-yard line is where they are. Cadenizzi is right up over center, hands it off up the middle. Couple of yard gain right there, not much, just to get them a little working room out of the area.
Yeah, they needed to get out of that end zone area. But I'm a little surprised they did that up to center with that big Paradise line rather than go around the end. But we'll see.
Catanese again up over center. You don't see that too much. He hands off over to the right-hand side. Not much of a gain right there. They're struggling down in their own territory.
Yeah, he's trying to get that little bit of running area off of right tackle in that play. And, again, when you're up against that 4-4 like that with Paradise, they're gonna make that run up the middle hard.
Third down and 7. Shasta will take a quick timeout. We'll stay with you here just to get in some words here. Shasta's offense is so fast, we're having a challenge just to keep up with the referees and the ball and everything.
You know, as I mentioned before the game, I went over and chatted with the coaches, and I kind of overheard what he was giving a pep talk. A couple things that I thought were really critical. First of all, he said, look, against Shasta, you're going to have to be fast.
Yes.
Every play, you're going to have to be fast. He said that about a dozen times. And then he concluded his little pep talk, said, okay, kids, get out there and have fun. And I thought, you know, isn't that the way it is? Because we want them to have fun. They're in a good game, but it's competition. But have fun.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because the competition level in all sports, even in Little League softball and, a city league and stuff, they're so focused on winning. And I like the fact that a lot of coaches nowadays are moving into that have fun thing. Cadenese hands off up the middle, hangs on to it. And he's got a guy. Oh, he almost broke a tackle. He's out to the 15. And that's enough for a first down for Shasta.
He came off of and went around left tackle and had an open space there.
My point there was kids are having fun, and absolutely, they're encouraging them to do that. Cadenese takes the ball and hands it off up the middle once again to Cale Muckle. He's got a short gain right there.
Muckle doesn't need much space, and you can see what happened there. He went right off of between guard and tackle. Just had enough space to get through there.
Muckle reminds me a lot of Chris Murray from Foothill, and handoff goes over to the right-hand side, and they're out again across the 30, and that'll be another first down for Shasta.
And then there's that sweep. They're making a lot of yardage off of that. And what happens is that they got the pulling guard, so that guard pulls, so you got two blockers in front of that runner. They're all fast.
First down, Shasta. There they go right now. Ball on the 29-yard line is where it is. Hand off over to the left-hand side, and, man, he runs into a wall of Bobcat. Kellen McDonald.
Now, that play, that took too long to develop, and Paradise moved over to stop it. He came too wide on that sweep. But that was good defense on the part of, and look at that, five linebackers now with Paradise.
Yeah, they're slowly figuring things out. Quarterback Cadenese hangs onto it, and he's got running room. He's up across the 50, down to the 45, and he's still going. 40, 35, he's down to the 30, and he's brought down at the 29-yard line. Good run.
Beautiful run, and he read that defense perfectly. What Paradise did was they had their five linebackers, but the five linebackers were spread out, left a hole right up the middle, and that's where he went, right off the center. Good game.
Here comes the snap. Cadenese hangs it off over to the right-hand side. Hands off to Kellen, or make that Cale Muckle, and Muckle has got enough for another first down. There's a fumble on the play, and they're saying Paradise has it. You can tell by the crowd noise. Oh!
Well, that was a beautiful run. He went right off tackle, followed a blocker. He had 10 yards behind that blocker before they got to him.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats. They're moving from our left to our right. 3:30 left to play. 7-0 Shasta is what we got going on right now.
That was a beautiful, beautiful offensive play. Too bad they fumbled on that because it worked perfectly.
Right at the end there. So Matt Chauvin, the senior quarterback, hands it off up the middle, and there's a pretty good gain for Paradise. They're close to the first down. It'll probably be a 9-yard pickup.
Well, that's that power run right up the middle. They get the three down, the center two guards with the back leading the charge of the fullback right up the middle. That's their traditional play that they used to make five yards every run. And that formation allows for it. Pretty vocal crowd here tonight. Of course, we're out in the middle of them here, but it's fun to hear this kind of enthusiasm.
You know, I prefer to be out amongst all this stuff.
Well, you sure get the good feel of how the audience is
reacting. You do. And if there's a call they don't like, you not only hear it, but you feel it.
You know, again, while we have a measurement there, talk a little about Thompson Field. Another thing I like about Thompson Field, they put a lot of their sports and athletic sponsored banners out on the field.
Yes, that's really cool.
That's wonderful. Like, for example, right in front of us is North State Orthopedics. We appreciate those kind of guys. They're here to support the sports.
You're absolutely right. So that was good enough for a first down for Paradise. So now Chauvin will go to work. He has a quick handoff up the middle for a couple of yard gain.
That quick opener picked up, 4 yards on that. The guy went right off of guard. He just makes one quick move to his left as he turns, hands the ball off, and he's up there 4 yards on that fast opener.
Be 2nd and 6, ball at the 25 for the Bobcats. Chauvin hands it off over to the left-hand side. The guy who is back for punting, and he's brought down immediately. They'll lose a few on that play.
And see what happened there was a little delay in the backfield. And you don't give Shasta a delay because they'll be in your backfield. And that's exactly what they did. They have to be the – if Paradise is going to gain, they've got to do it on that very quick opener with no delays in the backfield. You notice how they come up out of the huddle? Watch how they jump out of that hole. They actually jump to the line of scrimmage. It's fun to watch, but that's part of the spirit of the Paradise team.
That's another thing that Coach Hunsaker mentioned in the pregame interview. When they get out of that huddle, they move.
See, they come up. There they are.
Yeah, and they hop to it. Chauvin back to pass. Got a guy over to the left-hand side or right-hand side. That ball was caught for a moment but dropped at the 30, and that'll be an incomplete pass.
Great coverage on the part of the cornerback for Shasta, number 82. I didn't catch that name. But he read that play beautifully, and as soon as he got the pass in the hands of the receiver, he was on him.
Jordan Hunting on the defense there.
Great,
so
great coverage.
Be a punting situation for Paradise. Looks like Justin Hellyer back to receive the punt. They'll be punting from about their 15-yard line. And kind of a squabbly kick that goes only to the 40 and down to just over the 45. And Paradise will down it there. And that's where Shasta will begin in their own territory, right about the 45-yard line, 1st and 10. 1:54 left to play, 7-0. Shasta.
Well, we traded two bad punts because that wasn't much of a punt there.
No, both teams struggling on their kicking this evening.
Shasta's ready to go. Look at that speed.
Catanese got them all lined up on center. Ready to go. There's the snap. He fakes handoff over to the middle and passes it over to the right-hand side. He's got a guy. He's wide open. He beats his tackler, and he gets down to about the 31, 32-yard line for another Shasta first down.
Now, Catanese gets that ball, immediately turns to the right, and fires. It's so fast that he knows exactly where that receiver's going to be. It's a very well-done play.
1st and 10 for Shasta, their own 33-yard line. Handoff goes right up the middle to Justin Hellyer, number 5, and he's got about a 5-6-yard gain.
And see, Justin is moving when that ball is hiked about 2 yards behind the quarterback. So when he gets to Catanese, he's already got his speed going.
Ball's in place. There's the snap. It goes to Catanese, and he hands it off over to the left-hand side, and he's dropped for a loss. The 4 of Kellen McDonald gets dropped for about a 3-yard loss.
And that tackle was made by one of their linebackers, who's Jet Hampton. And he's one of the kids I saw over there at the warm-up. He's a big kid. He's fast. He's 6'1", 185, a senior.
Catanese takes the snap, drops back to pass, looks downfield to left. He's got a guy near the end zone, but he's overthrew him by about 5 yards. Incomplete pass.
That's the first time we've seen Catanese under pressure. They were on him. That line, the Paradise linemen were on him.
Cale Muckle wanted an interference call on that, but didn't get it. It was tight coverage. It was very good coverage. I don't think it was pass interference at all. I think the referee made a good call on that one.
Yeah, and he had to get rid of the ball. He was being pressured. Here again, they're coming with four down linemen at him.
Catanese now takes the snap, hands it off over to the right-hand side, and there's another little bit of a loss, about a one-yard loss. Cale Muckle, nowhere to go.
Okay, well, they're blitzing. First time they've done that tonight. So they bring all – so actually nine people are coming after the runner.
Oh, boy.
They have the four linemen, five linebackers. They were all blitzing. No wonder he didn't get to the line of scrimmage. Good defense on part of Paradise.
So Paradise with the ball. Chauvin now hands off over to the left-hand side, and he's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier was Austin Garber. He gets right up to the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down immediately.
But excellent coverage on that defense on Shasta. They really moved to the ball quickly. And I know JC likes to emphasize that. When they see it moving to the left, get there.
Chauvin fakes the handoff up the middle, pitches it out to the right-hand side to Garber. Garber takes it out to the 35, and there is a flag on the play. That might be a late hit, Ron.
I don't know, but again, that play will not work when you have fast cornerbacks like Shasta has. We're seeing it, but I'm not so sure the coaching staff's picked it up yet. But they're moving up very quickly, the cornerbacks, and even that safety moved up.
That's a penalty that's going to go in. It's Paradise.
It's like a holding call.
Holding.
Holding. Yep. Offensive holding there, so they'll back him up. Be a 10-yard penalty, so it'll be.
What Chester's done on the cornerbacks, they put their fast running backs, if you will, over on cornerback position, and then they have the fast safety. So when they start to go around that corner, you have speedsters coming up from the secondary, and they're just stopping them on that sweep.
Paradise with a long way to go. It's the second and about 20 right now. The ball at the 26-yard line. Chauvin back to pass. He rolls out to the left-hand side, throws off balance, way out of bounds, and that is incomplete. It'll be third down.
Boy, Shasta defense is looking real good. There are six defenders in that backfield. No wonder he couldn't find the open receiver. Very good coverage.
Nowhere to go. You talk about speed and quickness. I've been watching everybody on the defensive side of Shasta. All of them are fast.
They're fast. And this is going to make a difference when they, if for the rest of the season, if this speed continues, it's hard to keep up with a team moving that quickly, both on offense and then on defense. They're really on the ball. They're not terribly large.
You know, huddles are about 10 yards back. These guys are about 5 yards back.
They are. And then they, like you mentioned, they hop to it. They come up, hop to the line there.
Yeah, I like it. And they're set when they get there. Shasta showing blitz. Pitch over to Garber to the left-hand side. He's out to the 25. He's now across the 30, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and he's still got room. He's finally brought down at the 40-yard line. Big, huge gain for Garber, and Paradise gets a first down.
Now, I've been talking about the cornerbacks coming up. That cornerback came up, but what happened? He missed the tackle.
Yeah.
And that was it. And when that's the risk you take when you only have that one cornerback coming up like that. You then, especially with Garber, he's fast. What's that? Let's see. Garber is he's a junior, 5'10", 165. But that was a good move on his part. But that's what happened there. When you only have that one cornerback coming up, you're very vulnerable because the safety has to be as fast as the running back.
Ron, that's going to be into the first quarter right there. The score, 7-0. Shasta will take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Hey, let's go, defense! Let's go, defense!
Okay, we're back here. Thompson Field, Shasta leads 7-0 over the Paradise Bobcats. Paradise with the ball. They're at their own 40-yard line. Matt Chauvin is the quarterback, and he is up over center. They got the wing tee going on. Garber in motion. Handoff goes up the middle for a pretty decent gain right there. Ball carrier gained about 9 yards on the play.
That's their bread and butter, and the only way Shasta can stop that is they're going to have the linebackers concentrate on that center, which is a problem because then you're going to have on that sweep, have to bring in your cornerback, and that's going to be tough. This is where the difference in the speed of Shasta is going to pay off.
Be second down and a long two, possibly 3 yards. Chauvin hands it off tackle over to the left-hand side, and he's met immediately close to the first down at the 30. No signal, so it looks like it's going to be third down.
And the linebacker saved that play. He actually came around their left end and caught him just as he hit the line of scrimmage.
Be third and a yard for the Bobcats.
We talked about the huddle. They brought the play in. We'll talk about how they hop up to that line right there. There you go.
Hand off over to the left-hand side right now, and that's good enough for the first down as he crosses the 30 and down to about the 27.
When the huddle is all the players are facing the quarterback, he's facing talking to them. They break the huddle. They take about 2 steps. They kind of hop up to the line. And once they get to the line, they're set. He calls for the hike. So it's within a second once they hit the line.
You're right. Normally it's a down, then a set. That's when the arms go down. Here they go. Hopped up on the ball. Chauvin hands off to Garber on the left-hand side. Garber jukes left and right. And somebody lost a helmet. Garber lost his helmet on that play. But he gained about 6-7 yards.
He's a good runner. He moves fast. Great moves there to go through that middle of that line with all those defenders on him.
Let's go, stretch the defense! Let's go, guys!
You can hear the crowd encouraging the defense. It looks like Paradise all of a sudden is kind of, they've got a little bit of rhythm going here now.
Okay, Paradise hops up to the ball right there. Handoff goes over right tackle. That's close to another first down for the Bobcats. He's still not down yet. There's the whistle.
That's the Jet Hampton. He's that big kid, 161, 185. He's a senior.
That looked like a scrum right there.
Uh-oh,
late flag coming out. Well, after the fact, when the play was over.
We got dead ball. Personal foul. Number 8, White.
Yeah!
15 yards.
Personal foul against Paradise. That'll back them up 15 yards.
That hurt their momentum right there because they had some good plays going. They don't need to lose 15 yards.
No, they're getting close to the red zone, and now they're going to be backed up. Interesting. Ball's now placed at the 31-yard line for Paradise in their own territory. 9:39 left to play. 7-0 Shasta is what we got going on in the first half. Play coming in from the sidelines right now. That's looks like number 11, Dylan Moran, bringing the play in. He whispers it into the quarterback. And he whispered the play into the quarterback and immediately came out to the wide receiver selection. Handoff fake up the middle, and quarterback keeper over to the right-hand side, and he's down very close to the first down for Paradise.
Yeah. They really threw off the defense. They lined up like they were going up the middle. He kept the ball, made that sweep around right in. The cornerback on the left side for Shasta came in thinking that it was going to be that run up the center. So there was no one out there stopping, thus the big gain.
That is good enough for a first down. So Paradise at their own 21-yard line. 9:15 left to play in the first half. 7-0 Shasta is what we got. Very evenly matched game so far, Ron.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Paradise hops to it, up on the ball, man in motion from the right to the left. Handoff goes off tackle, looks like Garber. Garber may have gained a few on that one. Austin Garber getting a lot of work tonight.
Gain of three, and that defensive line of Shasta responded very quickly on that one. All the plays are coming in from the side now. And you notice he brings it and then goes out to a wide receiver.
Immediately doesn't even go to the huddle. That's interesting. Okay, up on the ball. Quick snap. Hand off to Garber over to the left-hand side. He's in the tackle area, and he's got a pretty good gain. He's down underneath inside the 10.
And Garber's stepping very quick. And when he gets across the line, he's cutting back to the center of the field.
That's good enough for a first down, too.
So you can see once he gets the linebacker, he's trying to get open. So he's cutting back into the center of the field, and that's where he's been making his yards.
Be first and goal for Paradise. They're at their own 10-yard line. Or, I'm sorry, the Shasta 10-yard line. 8:03 left to play in the first half. There's the snap. Handoff to Garber. Once again, Garber's got a little bit of room. That might have been Jet. I think that was Jet Hampton.
Okay, same play, though. They move off of, he goes off of left tackle. As soon as he gets past the line, he cuts back to the right, so he's going right up the center. And in the meantime, the linebackers are spread out, so that's how they're getting that extra yard. That's a very good play. That's working beautifully for him.
Okay, it'd be second and goal for the Bobcats. They would love to strike here right now. Man in motion, right to left. Same play again, off tackle, and he's over to the end zone, and that's a touchdown, Paradise.
That quick opener, beautiful play.
Jet Hampton with the score.
That's a hard play to defend because it's so quick. And here again, we talk about Shasta being quick. I got to say, the way he comes off that ball is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's within 1 second. When he moves up there, he gets that ball, and so they obviously know their play well in advance.
Set to go for the extra point right now. Paradise in position. Rory Cohn is the kicker who we watched in practice, and he's very impressive. There's the spot. The kick is up, and it is good, and there's a late flag on the play. We'll get that call for you here in a second. 7:26 left to play in the first half. That's a penalty running into the kicker, so that'll be assessed on the next kickoff, which we have. So they'll do that. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
You know, then a bunch of bikers rolled in and that changes the whole thing, you know.
Here we go, back at Thompson Field, 7:26 left to play, tie score. Shasta.
And while we're waiting, we just got a quick announcement from Foothill. And Enterprise, Foothill's up 14-7, first quarter.
Nice. Schneider, back to receive the kick. It won't go very far at all. It'll be taken at the 15-yard line up to the 20. He's brought down at about the 24-yard line.
And as Shasta gets ready to to get going here, I asked the coach, I said, what is the difference this year with what's happening in our league? He said, you know, the competition is better than it's ever been. Every school can win, maybe with the exception of Pleasant Valley this year. They're all so good. He said, the competition is just great. And we've seen that, and we're seeing it again tonight.
It's nice. Cadenese now has got his team up over the ball right now. He's in the shotgun formation. Man in motion. He hands it off to him over to the right-hand side. Not much of a gain. May have gained one right there. Ball carrier was K.O. Muckle.
So Paradise is now going to three down and five linebackers. No, they're back to four now.
They're mixing it up. Handoff once again to Muckle over the center, and he's up over across the 30 down to about the 31-yard line.
He's quick. Muckle is quick.
Paradise is moving the ball from our left to our right now. Cadney's got him in position right now, and the snap set to go. There it is. Hands off again over to the left-hand side. And that goes to number four, Kellen McDonald. And McDonald is met with a tough defense by the Bobcats. Be no gain on that.
Shasta has some speedy backs. There's no question about it. Just can't quite break through on this defensive set that Paradise is in right now.
It took a little bit of time for Paradise to figure them out, but I think they got a nice little rhythm going. It's very evenly matched right now.
And they're changing their defense every play.
Fourth and one. They're set to punt, but they hang on to it, fake it. They kick it. It goes deep. Nobody down there to receive the punt, and it'll roll to a dead stop at about the 25-yard line, and that's where Shasta will.
Yeah, that was a good play.
That was a very good play. I've seen that a lot on a lot of different teams this year. They're in back to punt formation. They get it. They run to one side or another, and then all of a sudden they drop down and kick it.
Yeah, that's right. We saw that last week. At our game at West Valley. You know, we were talking about competition, and we've been fortunate now. This is the third game that I've been with you.
Yep.
All three games have really been very fun games to watch. Boy, they're there. They come up fast, don't they?
Chauvin hangs on to it, and he's got nowhere to go. He gets barely across the line of scrimmage for a short pickup.
And here again, you know, this is good football. This is good execution. These kids are smart. They know what they're doing out there, like the way Paradise does it. When they bring in the play, they already know what they're doing there. They just have to make a minor change. Obviously, they've got this thing well-coached teams.
No, but I see it on YouTube all the time. It's hilarious.
Each play comes in from the sideline. They hop right to it. It's a pitch out to the left-hand side. That looks like Garber. They're on to Garber. That cornerback's got him in dead to rights right there, and he will be down for a loss of about 1 yard.
I think he's the one that missed the tackle last time. He said it's not going to happen again.
It only takes one time,
right? That's
right.
He made 35 yards last time and he missed it. He got down around the ankles on that one. He says, you're not going anyplace. But Garber is a good runner. But that number, who's that number 10 on Shasta? He's quick.
That is Cody Lefthalt.
Okay,
Lefthalt.
Well, he's moving over on that run and the sweep very, very fast. He's a good cornerback.
Matt Chauvin, quarterback, drops back to pass, looks over the center. He's got nowhere to go, and he's going down for a sack. Inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. He had nobody open to throw to.
That's right, and if you delay back there with that Shasta defense, you're going to get caught. The vulnerable defense, though, the Shasta right now, in their defensive formation, if you send out a runner going deep, there's nobody back there to defend. That's the weakness with that defense they've got.
So it'll be fourth down for Paradise. They're in a punting formation. There's the snap. Gets the kick off. Not too bad of a kick. It goes out to the 40. Shasta guy picks it up. That's number five. And he's on the move. He's at the 40. 35, 30. He's down to the 35, 20. And he's going to go all the way into the end zone. And that is a touchdown, Shasta.
And there's a flag on the field.
There is a flag on the play. And it's in the backfield, too.
There is a flag on the play.
Or on the, you know, receiving side. So we'll find out what that is and let you know whether or not they're not setting him up into position to kick an extra point. So that might be a penalty against Shasta.
Looks like it. Must have been holding back there. But, boy, what a beautiful run back.
Paradise has got a man down on the field right there at the 25-yard line. And the crowd does not like that call.
Block in the back.
Illegal block in the back.
But boy, what a beautiful run back that was. Picked up his blockers. He had three blockers out in front of him.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, so they'll back him up. Near midfield is where it's going to be. It's going to be right at midfield, right on the 50. And Paradise still with a man down, so we'll take a 60-second timeout. No, we're not going to take a timeout. We'll stick with you here because the player is up and moving off the field right now. And Shasta's already up on the ball. They were just waiting for the kid to get up and get off.
Yeah. They're fired up now after that run back.
Great high school football here at KCNR tonight. Shasta Wolves at Thompson Field hosting the Paradise Bobcats. 3:32 left to play in the first half. Score is tied at 7 apiece. And Katniss going to work right now. Kyle's got a man in motion. He fakes it to him. Hands off, or no, and he's throwing the pass over to the right-hand side. He had three Bobcats all over him.
Where did that guy come from? Boy, he was
all of a sudden
full speed. He came, must have been a linebacker, 34 there for Paradise. He came through that line like he was a running back.
Like nobody touched him is what it looked like. Okay, so it'll be a second down for Shasta. There's the snap. Cadney keeps the ball and runs near down to the 40 and close to a first down.
You know, we haven't seen that speed. That Cadney's is fast. That was a very good run there. Very quick.
Be third down and about two right now for Shasta. There's the snap. Handoff goes, and bam, as soon as he handed that ball off, he was hammered. Justin Hellyer hit as soon as he got the ball in his hands.
This is coming down to a defensive standoff here.
Fourth and five. Cadenese going for it. Quick pass over the middle. He's got a guy wide open, and he dropped it. It was right in his hands.
And that was the wide receiver went down 10 yards and turned, but the pass just missed him a little bit there. But good defense on the part of Paradise. This is, as you mentioned, 7-7 ball game. But this is a good game.
Great game. 2:40 left to play in the first half. Paradise will take over on downs right there. Ball is at the 45-yard line.
So Shasta's going back to their traditional four-down linemen, and then four linebackers, and then two kind of short safeties.
Quick snap. Quarterback hangs onto it, pitches out to the left-hand side. Oh, man, Garber made a great save by keeping that ball in his hand. He'll take a loss on the play, but he almost lost the ball in general.
Yes, and Shasta's onto that. When they see him, when they see a quarterback moving, they know what's going to happen, so they're moving up. Those fast linebackers are moving right up on it. They've got that play figured out. When he starts moving, it's pretty obvious because he's not going to keep it. I think it was designed as an option, but he hasn't kept it one play, although he's pretty fast himself.
One minute left in the first quarter. We'll get to that score for you in a second. Paradise ball carry over to the right-hand side. That's close. And good enough for a first down. No, I'm sorry. He's not good. I'm looking at the wrong marker. He gets it back across the original line of scrimmage plus three. I've got 1 minute left in the first quarter. It's 14-7 Foothill and a good football game.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Well, that last play was a sweep. It worked beautifully, except, again, you've got very fast secondary on the part of Shasta, and they came right up into the line of scrimmage to stop it.
I got another update just now. Into the first quarter, it's 21-7 Foothill over Enterprise. And there's a penalty flag coming out right there.
Looks like offside on the part of Shasta. Well, here again, across town, we've got another great game going on. This is a good one. This is going to come down to the final couple of weeks. When
I think so, too.
It's going to come down to probably Foothill and Shasta and Pleasant Valley.
5-yard penalty, repeat third down.
Okay, so that'll be a free 5 yards for Paradise. That was an encroachment call offsides on Shasta. Paradise with the ball. It'll be third down and 2.
Boy, that was quite a run there.
Help me out with this one. I looked down for just a second, and all I did saw was a couple of legs in the air.
Well, it was a handoff to their fullback, and he got 1 yard deep, and somebody went for him, and up he did a nice flip.
It'll be fourth and 1 with 42 seconds. I would assume that they would go for it right now. 38 seconds left to play in the first half.
Look at that huddle. 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
They're right on it. They come up. They're going to do something fast. It's going to be up the center, is my guess.
I would expect a long throwing play right here. The first half just about over. And Chauvin backs off and calls a timeout with 20.6 seconds left to play in the first half. 7-7 is the score. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, back here at Thompson Field. We're ready to go. 20.6 seconds left to play in the first half. Score is tied. Shasta 7, Paradise 7. Very evenly matched football game, Ron.
Well, it is. Certainly, it's a good game. I think that last play that came to the line of scrimmage, Chauvin looked across the line, and all of a sudden he saw 8 purple jerseys right there. He said, I'm going to change this play. Call timeout.
Okay, so 1, maybe 2 plays left to go. It's 4th down and 1. If they move the chains, that'll stop the clock. They're set to punt, and they do kick it away. And nobody back to receive the punt for Shasta, so Paradise will let it roll to a dead stop right there at about the 8-yard line, and the clock will stop with 11 and a half seconds left to go. 7-7. Shasta will have one more play.
Probably they'll take a knee on this and go back into the room. Both teams are going to, I think they're going to have some good chalk time.
Yes.
Because they're going to start talking about what's working and what isn't working. And we're in a defensive struggle, which I would not have predicted. I thought this would be a wide open Shasta, you know, almost one-sided based on the season so far.
11 seconds left to play in the first half, and they do not take a knee. They hand it off over to the right-hand side. He's got room to run. He's up to the 20, 25, and he's brought down at about the 27-yard line. He goes out of bounds, so that'll stop the clock with 3 seconds left to go.
That was a nice run. Beautiful play. Nice blocking. Picked up, what, 20 yards?
Yeah, Cale Muckle, I think, was a...
Shasta.
Timeout with 3 seconds left to go in the first half. Okay, so we'll stay with you here because we're rounding up the first half.
28-7 on Foothill now.
Wow. Foothill taking it to the Hornets, 28-7.
Well, a lot of similarities we're seeing. Foothill and Shasta, very similar offenses, quick delivery. We have not seen anything as quick as Paradise, though.
I got to say,
when they come out of that huddle, that's impressive. And I think they're the only team in the league that's using that particular formation with that quick huddle.
Well, I saw Red Bluff try to run it in the first couple of weeks of the season, and Red Bluff was not able to keep it going past the first half, and they weren't quite as sharp and crisp as what Shasta is. Shasta, I mean, they pretty much, put on a clinic when it comes to the tempo and hurry-up offense. So here we go. Cadenese set to take the snap right there. He fakes the handoff up the middle, rolls out over to the left-hand side, fakes the pass, runs around. Now he unleashes it downfield, incomplete at the 50, and that'll wrap up the first half. So Ron and I will return in just a couple of seconds. We'll give you a little update on the first half. A little recap from that, and we'll be back in a moment at AM 1460 KCNR.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models, plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all-new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 32.
This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center. On Saturday, October 17th at 7:30, it's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits.
Bringing you another night of extreme fighting and ready.
Amateur title and pro fights. This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bucks. Of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 17th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now.
Online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 32
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel,
call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to winriver.com.
Cage fights are better at the river.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Shake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football.
For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We are back here at Thompson Field with the halftime score, 7-7, very evenly matched football game. Your halftime show tonight is brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. They recognize that their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Take action to improve the well-being of others. The community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. Ron, a very evenly matched football game right here.
It really is. 7-7, and it tells it all. It's turning out to be quite a defensive struggle, which I did not expect. I thought it would be a very offensive show. I'm quite chastised because of that quick off. But what we're seeing is an equally quick, a different kind of paradise offense. It's moving up that ball about as fast as faster. So as a result, both defenses are really up on having to jump in every play to make something happen.
Shasta came out running ball hard and heavy, and they scored on their first possession and took it all the way down. They haven't scored since. They've thrown a little bit, but they're using a lot of running plays tonight, and they're relying a lot on Cale Muckle, number three, and Kellen McDonald, and Justin Hellyer. Those three running backs have done very well so far, but the score tells the story better than we can. It's a very evenly matched football game.
Right, and of course, Paradise is coming with his junior, Austin Garber. This kid fast, 5'10", 165. He made a couple of big runs there, and he's keeping their running game going.
He saved a potential fumble, too. When the ball was tossed, it was one of those option plays, and he got it. Thrown way behind him. He stretched way back and twisted his body and hung onto the ball. Took a loss on the play, but he didn't lose the ball.
Right. So we have two very well-coached teams. And again, for those in our listening audience that remember, Paradise over the years has been a perennial champion. And they've done such a wonderful job in coaching and developing players. Many of their players go on into Division I schools over the years. So this year, what we're seeing is a very competitive league that they're in. And that's what the coach mentioned to me. He said, you know, every team is very good this year.
You know, one of the things you talked about them moving into Division I, but they got a kid that they had a number of years ago, Jeff Mayo, who is now on the Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go. That's it. That's exactly right. And I remember going up there a couple of years ago when they played Enterprise for the section title, and that team had two players on their starting offensive line that went into a Division I school. So they've had a football program. This year, Pleasant Valley has come to the front, and I asked the coach, I said, what's the deal with Pleasant Valley? He said, well, first of all, their line is huge. He said they just manhandle every team they come up to because of their size, and that's hard to offset. So next week, we'll have Foothill playing Pleasant Valley at Pleasant Valley.
Right.
So that should be a good one, and that's probably going to determine what's going to come right down to the final winner of the league, because Foothill's winning over their beating Enterprise right now.
We got about 6.5 minutes to go before the second half kickoff. We'll take a break here. Ron and I will be back with the second half kickoff in just a moment, so keep it right here for high school football at AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The
problem was. One front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at Thompson Field. Shasta High Wolves score is 7-7. They're taking on the Paradise Bobcats. Ron, this is the third broadcast that you've done with me, and I've seen a lot of lopsided scores. Not a lot of lopsided games, because even the game that we did in Central Valley looked really tough, but this is not a lopsided game by any means.
No. It's a very evenly matched. Two very good defenses, two good offenses. And I think the one thing that's struck me that I mentioned a few moments ago is we're seeing two different offensive systems. We have the no-huddle, very quick Shasta come to the ball and hike the ball within 1.5 seconds from when the official gives it the go-ahead. And then we're seeing the quick huddle, I guess is what they're calling it, where Paradise is 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They huddle, looking at the quarterback. They break the huddle. They make two, it looks almost like two hops.
Yeah. You know, and it sounds funny that we say that, but they're really, they hop to it.
They hop, yeah, they do. And once they get there, then that ball is hiked almost within a second. So the defense has to be set up when they break the huddle. Otherwise, they're missing it. And that's been the hard part on both defenses because you have to react so quickly.
Shasta took the opening kickoff in the first half and took it all the way down for a score. Paradise will be receiving as the second half gets ready to begin here in about 30 seconds. I have lots of good things to say about you know, a lot of the players that Shasta's out there, their quarterback, Kyle Katniss, I've never seen him run like I've seen him run tonight.
Very fast. He's very fast. He moves back. He's a good passer, too, but we've seen some very good running, and we've seen some good passing on his part. It hasn't gone quite like they would like because this Paradise defense is good.
If you remember last week when we were two weeks ago when we were at Central Valley, we had some people say, yeah, Shasta's got a good football team, and they have our coach. And they really missed Hunsaker and the whole Hunsaker family that's been around Central Valley for a long time. And I can see why, because I've been kind of watching him down on the sidelines. That guy is like a cheerleader. He does not stop.
Right. He's very much active in the game. Of course, most of these head coaches, you know, the head coaches at these high schools, are really, we're so fortunate to have. They're good. They're motivators. They're teachers. I mean, we have such a great athletic program in the North State, thanks to and all the volunteer staff people. Like the fellow I was talking with, I said he'd been there 22 years over at Eric King at Paradise. I said, now, are you a teacher? He said, no, I'm a fireman.
Ha!
But he's been helping as a volunteer coach for 22 years.
Wow.
And he obviously he knows what he's doing. He loves the sports. He loves the kids. And you see that. You see that in this football. And, you know, having spent some time in Texas and going to Texas high school football on Friday night, what we found there was it's almost like a business.
It is.
I mean, they it's for real. And, you know, they say they close down the town when they play football on Friday night. Well, to a degree, I saw that happening in the little town we lived in. We lived in a county of 8,000 people, and they had one high school. And on Friday night, everything centered around that high school.
That's right.
But it was a business. It was very serious. They had large coaching staffs. And we see here a completely different approach, but equally as good football. And that's why it was kind of good to see Cal beat Texas the other day. And, of course, now speaking of Cal and football, they're going up to Utah, or down to Utah, over to Utah to play tomorrow.
Okay.
And this is going to be a big game because USC was beaten by Washington, by Washington last night.
Whoa.
So I'm a big Pac-12 follower, you know, college football. I enjoy that a great deal.
I know. We did the game last week, and, you know, we got done at almost 10 o'clock, and you said I got to go home and get some rest because I got to drive down to the Cal football game tomorrow. So,
yeah. And that was a good game. Cal's looking good. But, you know, what we're seeing there is much like what we're seeing here. We're seeing, well, more like what we saw last week, two good quarterbacks.
Yes.
Cal has his quarterback, Jared Goff. They're now talking Heisman to him. They're wondering if he's going to go pro after this year, the third year. But he's broken all Cal passing records.
Wow.
And it's a big difference. But that offense, you know, we're seeing the same kind of offenses at this high school level. We're seeing this quickness. They get up the ball fast. They have these exciting 4 and 5 back passing plays, which is always fun.
I'm very anxious to see what we're going to see here in the second half. Now, excuse me, both teams on the field. Paradise will be the receiving team here in the second half. Paradise will be moving in the third quarter here from our right to our left. Shasta from our left to our right. And Paradise has got their receivers back deep, and that'll be number 5, who's not listed on their roster. And guess who? Number 23, Austin Garber. He's over there in the deep end zone area.
Okay.
Both of those players are about the 10-yard line.
He did change jerseys, and that's Jeremy Le Rizogno.
Okay.
How's that for a French name?
That is a great name.
But they also have one of their big guys up in front there, and this guy is a junior, 5'8", 250.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big boy right there.
He's blocking for Paradise.
He's not tall, but
he's
big.
He's heavy. He's one of their good players, and he's a good, obviously a good lineman.
Ready to go for the second half kickoff. There's the approach right there. There's the boot, and they definitely keep it away from Garber. They have that figured out. And there's the Frenchman right there, and he takes a nice run back. He's across and down to the just about the 40-yard line. That's a good start for the second half.
So let's see what Shasta's going to do now to shut him down. They got they're going back to their three. No, they're going to four down linemen, four linebackers, two corners. I hope Paradise doesn't throw deep because that safety is so close in. But I'm assuming that Shasta knows what they're doing on defense. But that's a risky defensive set right now.
Yeah, it is. So Paradise in the huddle right now. They're only about 4 or 5 yards off the ball right now. They get the play. Centers up. Rest of the team claps, hops down. Snap is quick. Handoff over to the right-hand side. That's Garber, and he is up to the line of scrimmage finally, and he maybe gained about 5 on that before he's ran out of bounds, and there's a late flag.
That's probably a late hit out of bounds. Now, Garber moves very quickly when he makes that sweep, and he's so fast that he had 5 Wolves chasing him over there, and he still made 5 yards.
Garber, he is one of their players for sure, and a go-to guy, and they can expect him always to do something pretty special right now. The penalty is going to move him down. That's going to go against Shasta. 15-yard penalty for a hit out of bounds.
You can't do that. They're really coming down that and targeting with their helmets. So it's a 15-yard automatic.
All right, Paradise up on the ball. There is a snap. It's a handoff over to the right-hand side. Virtually no gain. 1, if that.
Well, that's where that that tight defensive 4-4 is paying off because they are stopping the run up the center, which is what the Paradise was doing so well the first half. So that was one of their defensive changes, is tighten up that interior defensive line there.
I want to let you know that Ron and I will be back here at Shasta in 2 weeks to take on the Foothill game. Foothill is handling Enterprise quite well tonight. We'll give you an update on that when we get it. Handoff goes out right up the middle, and he pushes hard across the 30, and that'll be another first down for Paradise.
Good hard run. He went off tackle. The handoff is so fast. This quarterback is as quick as any we've seen in getting that ball into the hands of the runner, and he just took one step, and he's off the left tackle, and he made the 5 yards. Very impressive run.
Seems to be a little confusion out on the play field right now. Referee talking to Paradise players. Here comes the play from the sidelines right there. Hold on, there's another flag. Where'd that come from?
Oh, boy, that's on JC. Wow. Uh-oh, that's not like JC, though. You know, officials are coming under so much...
scrutiny, pressure.
But that's a hard one to call.
Well, you know, the disadvantages of being out here, you get to hear all the comments.
Yeah, it's that's too bad. You know, you hate to say it, but one play like that can change the nature of the game. Because look where Paradise is right now.
They are inside the red zone. Looks like the ball is at about the 14.5, right around the 15-yard line.
First down.
11:03 left to play. Tie score 7-7. We're early into the third quarter right now, and Paradise is threatening to put some points on the board.
Well, you can see the crowd is getting into it.
Yeah. There's a handover tackle to the left-hand side, and Shasta brings him down immediately.
Very good defensive coverage on that. Linebackers, and they all converge to their defensive right, the left side of the offensive movement on the part of Paradise. But good defensive coverage there.
You know, regardless of what it is, I love it when the crowd gets into the game. They're very spirited here. And I tell you what, of all the games that I've done, this will be my 7th game of the season. Anderson has the most spirited people in the stands. There's the pitch over to the right-hand side. That is Garber. He takes it across the 15, down to the 10, and he's finally brought down at about the 9-yard line. It'll be 3rd down.
He's quite a runner. This kid can move. He's going parallel to the line of scrimmage. And then as soon as he sees that opening, he cuts in, and that's where he's throwing off the the linebackers because they're not expecting him to cut like that. He made 5 yards after he cut. Very good move. He's a good runner. He's a junior, 5'11", 165. He's got another year. We're going to see more of him.
Okay, so third and five, and they're just inside the 10-yard line. There's a handoff up the middle. And there's a big old scrum right there in the middle. He may have gained about one on that play.
Yeah, again, Shasta has eight defenders right in the middle of that line. And they're not making any yardage there. They're making the yardage on those sweeps with Garber. So we're seeing, and I'm sure the coaching staff is seeing it too. But they're getting down there where they can score.
Fourth down. And they're setting up for a field goal. Good idea. This guy was kicking 40-yarders in the opening practice. So Paradise going for three right here on a fourth down. That's a pretty good call right there. And here comes the snap. There's the snap. There's the placement. There's the kick. It is up, and it's got the distance, and it is good. So with 8:46 left to play, it'll be Paradise 10, Shasta 7. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, back here at Thompson Field, 8:36 left to play, 10-7, Paradise. Walker and Schneider back to receive the kickoff. And that'll be taken at the 15-yard line. That'll be Walker. He's up to the 30. He's out to the 35 and 40. He's got room. He's across midfield before he's brought down across midfield. You think he may have clotheslined him there, Ron, and the penalty will come out.
It looked like it. He was moving. Good run on his part. Followed his blockers, saw that opening, and off he went. Good run.
He grabbed him around the neck and almost the back of the helmet, and not necessarily a face mask, but he almost pulled it off. We'll get the call, the official call here in a second. Oh, they will call it a face mask. Okay. So that'll give him another 15 on top of that.
And that was an excellent run. They're doing well on those run backs. They see their openings.
15 yards from the spot of the infraction right there. So the ball will be placed at the 28-yard line for Shasta. Kyle Cadenese will go to work right now. He's in the shotgun formation. There's the snap. Handoff goes over to the right-hand side, and that is number three of Muckle, and he'll gain a couple before he's ran out of bounds.
Now they're going back to what they did at the very beginning of the game. They're spreading it out. They're going around the ends. Watch this quick play here. We'll see the same thing.
There's the snap. Handoff again. Same play virtually. Muckle will take it again, and that's pretty much a carbon copy of the play we just saw.
And there's a late flag. But it's the carbon copy of the earlier play, and it works because they've got that speed going around that end, and the Paradise cornerbacks aren't moving up that fast.
That's probably going to be a late hit on Paradise. That's the indication from the players on the field. And if that is the case, that'll take them half the distance to the goal and march them all the way down right about the 7-yard line. Defense.
So it'll be first and goal for Shaska. Here comes the snap. Kyle will hang on to it and hand it over to the right-hand side. Same play. And pretty much the same result. He'll take it down near the goal line, but not across. He'll be at the 3-yard line. It'll be second and goal for Shasta.
That play develops so quickly that he's into, he gets the ball and he's moving right to the line.
They've ran that play to Muckle three times in the last three plays. This time they run it right up the middle, and he'll get across the line. Touchdown, Shasta.
Well, this is the way they started the game. They started running that wide sweep, and it worked with Muckle. Now they went right back to it, and they scored. Good touchdown. Of course, we got the cannon. That makes it a little extra.
That's awesome. You don't see that anywhere else around the league. I don't know if anybody else has got a cannon. They didn't have the cannon here the first time we did the opening game against Anderson. I love it. Extra point. There's the placement. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 8 minutes left to play, it'll be 14-10 in favor of Shasta. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your home. You serve your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Okay, back here, Thompson Field, Shasta with a kickoff. There's the boot. And once again, Ron, it goes to the Frenchman. He takes it at the 16-yard line. He's up across the 20. 25, he's got room. He's now up to 30. He's now up to the 40. Cuts back to the left-hand side, gets hammered hard, and he comes down at the 50.
That was a good run back. But boy, good defense and recovery on the part of Shasta. They were coming at him from all different angles. That's why he got caught right in the middle of it.
The guy took a shot at the end of that play right there. Good run back, probably about a 35-yard return on that.
So it always comes down to which play is the difference and what you know, where's the key play that's going to make the difference. I think this series right here is going to be critical.
I would agree with that exactly, and we'll see what quarterback Chauvin has for him right here. There's a handoff to Garber onto the left-hand side. Flags are down immediately at the line of scrimmage. That's likely to be a holding call.
That was their sweep that has not worked. That number 10 on the part of Shasta. Who is that that's number 10? He's a good cornerback.
Cody Leftalt.
We are seeing him on every one of these sweeps that come around to the left. He's right there.
A block below the waist on offense. Otherwise known as a chop block.
Yeah.
So that'll back Paradise up a little bit. Man, they have a long way to go.
I've mentioned his linebacker, Cody. He's 5'7", 150 pounds.
Back to Pasco. Chauvin got a guy over the middle. That is complete down near midfield. And just about back to the original line of scrimmage. Excellent reception there by Dylan Moran, senior.
A very good play. But see, again, that secondary of Shasta is vulnerable. I mentioned that a moment ago. And that's where he got beyond the linebackers. He was wide open.
Clock is running. 7:03 left to play in the third period. 14-10. Shasta's the score. Receiver for Paradise wide to the left. They're out of the huddle. They hop to the line of scrimmage. And they snap that ball immediately.
Handoff goes right up the middle. Jet Hampton gains about 5 yards on that play.
The one thing that Shasta is in this defense, he set the key to their defense is the speed with which those the one safety reacts, because he's the only one back there, and if they send out two pass receivers, he's in trouble. They haven't done that yet. It doesn't seem like, at least they just use this one. Now they have two outs.
This would be the first time I've seen two receivers to the left. Chauvin is going to be taken down for a sack and a big loss on that, down to the 45.
Boy, that was Vachel Patel. He's a defensive end, 6'1", 185. He made that stop. He was really, saw that play beautifully.
So it'll be a fourth down situation for Paradise Air. Back to punt. Back to receive is Justin Hellyer. Interesting kick. Ends up hitting a Paradise player after he was like knocked down on the ground. So Shasta will take over first and 10 at the 32-yard line.
Well, that was a critical defensive stand for Shasta.
End of the second quarter, Foothill leads Enterprise 29-13.
That's an interesting game out there. Foothill is obviously doing their thing that they did last week. A lot of they're explosive. And
Cadenese now takes the snap. Fades, drops back to pass, looks over the middle, got a guy wide open, and it's right in his hands, and he dropped it.
That was a 10-yard gain.
There's nothing more aggravating to a player when something bounces right off his chest. There wasn't a Bobcat within 10 yards of him. He had room to run. Cadenese will try it again right now. They're up on line. Hands it off over to the left-hand side. Nowhere to go. There will be dropped for a 2-yard loss on that play.
You know, coaches often say, when that ball, don't run until you get that ball in your hands. And I think that was an example there. He had already, he was wide open.
Cadenese takes it now, drops back to pass. Same play over the middle. This time he catches that ball and he gets hit and it pops out. They're calling it an incomplete pass.
Got to get some sticky on those hands.
Yeah.
He was wide open again.
He had it, and then he got hit, and that ball popped right out. So they call it, didn't have possession for at least a count or a second. So they'll call it incomplete. 4:56 left to play in the third period. Still 14-10 Shasta.
That was Kellen McDonald, too. He's a good back. He was wide open. He got himself wide open there.
Clock has stopped at 4:56 on the play. It's 14-10, third quarter. Not a personal foul. That'll go against Paradise. That's about the third or fourth personal foul we've had this game.
Almost in this half, because that's really hurt them now.
There's a play. It goes over to the right-hand side. Muckle with the ball carrier. He gets about 8 on the play. Not quite enough for a first down.
You know, we were talking about the Foothill runners last week. Muckle has that same characteristic. It looks like somebody turns him on. He just takes off. He's so fast.
Cadenee is set to take the snap. There he is. He's got two guys close by. Hands it off over to the right-hand side, and that'll be Muckle. He takes it down to about the 45 before he's brought down. Might be close to a first down. We might call for a measurement. Nope, they're calling it a first down.
Muckle's not that big either. He's 5'9", 5'8", 155.
He's like Chris Murray of Foothill. Short, stout, and fast.
And they're doing the same thing, too. Very similar runners.
There's the snap. Cadenese takes it, throws it out to the flat on the left-hand side, and that's an incomplete pass.
No excuse there. He should have had that right in his hand.
He knew it, too. And, you know, he dropped his knee down to the ground before the ball even got to him. So had he caught it, he would have been automatically down right there.
Right.
4:22 left to play, 14-10. Shasta with the ball at the 45-yard line. Cadenese set to take the snap. Here it comes right now. And there is a timeout called by Shasta. We'll also take a 30-second timeout and be right back. KCNR 1460 High School Football. We'll be right back.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We like it here better.
Okay, all right, we're back here at Thompson Field, ready to go. 4:22 left to play in the third period, 14-10. Shasta is what the current status is of this football game. Cadenese got his guys up on the line. They're ready to take the play. Snap ready to go right now. Paradise keying off them. He does a fake handoff over to the right-hand side. Cadenese keeps it. He'll take it down over to the 40, down to the 39-yard line.
Now what they're doing, and it's confusing the defense a bit, they're changing their formations, they're changing their plays, and you notice they're not quite as fast as they were on getting the ball from the center. A little bit of a delay.
We'll talk about that tempo offense here in just a second. Man, they're tight when they hand that off. And a handoff over to the left, and he hangs on to it. And down he goes. It is Keller McDonald, and he's still going, pushing down, and he's down across the goal line. Touchdown, Shasta.
Oh, we got to see that beautiful handoff. It was textbook, and we were right on top of it from our vantage point.
He's got those two guys in the backfield, and they're very close on the handoff. You really never know which of the three is going to end up with the ball. That time it was Kellen McDonald, hung on to it and did quite well. No penalty, touchdown, Shasta.
And what happened was that he faked to the first guy through, and second man through had that opening right off of tackle. We could see it. It was a wide open, and he just threw it and gone.
Ron, this is the part of the game with this just remarkably good hurry-up offense that Shasta runs. This is when you start seeing the defense wear out.
That's it, and that's exactly what's happening.
So, set to go for the extra point. They are going to kick it for an extra point. There's the snap. It's placed. It's down. It's up. And it is good. So, with 3:44 left to play, 21 Shasta, 10 for Paradise. We'll take 60 seconds, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Thompson Field, they go for an onside kick there. And they got the ball. Who would have ever expected an onside kick at that point?
That's right. And boy, are they fired up now. You know, this could be, you were just mentioning that with this fast offense, it tires down the defense. And now with his onside, this could be a changing point of the game right now because Paradise is having to scramble now.
All right, so Shasta back up on the ball right now. Kyle Cadenese, our quarterback, having a really good night running more than he is throwing and doing quite well with that. Here comes the snap as we get set to go. Cadenese backs the pass. He throws it right over the middle, and that's incomplete.
he had the receiver down there. He got a little ahead of the receiver, but very fast delivery. Gettinese has excellent delivery. He stands right in the middle of it. Stands right in the pocket and lets it go. Just a little bit ahead of the receiver on that one.
28-13, Foothill over Enterprise right now. We'll update you that when we get something else. Hand up there goes to Muckle, and he's hit immediately for a loss of about two. Just right around the halftime right now, Foothill leads Shasta 28-13. Thanks to our field reporters for keeping us up to date. We really appreciate that. There's the snap. Cadenese fakes it up the middle, hands off, has a pass over the middle. Had it for just a brief second, could not retain possession of it, and they call it incomplete.
Well, that was a beautiful play. The receiver went down 10 yards, cut across the center, and had the ball in his hands, but it was hit immediately and couldn't hold on to it.
Correction, it was intended for number 81, Dustin Drake.
Third quarter, 3:12 left to play, 21-10, favor of Shasta right now. The fourth down situation. And they'll be back to pass or punt. I'm sorry. He takes a couple of steps. Oh. Hit him right in the hands. And that was our guy, Austin Garber. And he tried to take off. It was kind of more of a line drive than it was a hang time thing. So it bounced out of his hands, but he fell on it. So Paradise will retain the ball with 3:05 left to play in the third period.
That was almost a risky-looking punt.
Yes, it was.
It was Cantonese, I guess, gets it, moves to the right, then does that running kick. That didn't look too good to me.
It's hard to do that. Okay, so handoff over to the right-hand side. That might be Garber. It is. He's over across the 30 to the 32.
Cut back. That Garber is beautiful moves. He's an excellent running back. We're getting some very good running backs this year.
Be second and three for Paradise. They really need to sustain this drive to stay in the ball game here with 2:40 left to play. Hand off over to the left-hand side once again. That's Garber. He gets a couple, but then he's brought down right about the 31-yard line.
No gain on the play.
They'll spot it for no gain.
58 Gooch on the tackle.
Garber's not that big, 5'10", 165, but he can move, and he's a junior, so we're going to see him next year. He's an excellent running back. They have a foundation of a very good team here. They just don't quite have it all together like they've had in years past.
Chauvin takes the handoff, hands off over to the right-hand side, off tackle. Not much of a gain right there. That'll...
Paradise, first down.
That's enough for a first down. Not much in that case. They only had three to go, so that'll be first down for Paradise. 2:02 left to play, third period. Shasta leads 21-10.
Shasta still using that 4-4-2 defense. It's actually 4-5-2 defense, leaving that open for that long pass. But they're
ball
not,
at the 35. Handoff goes up the middle one more time. Off tackle over to the left-hand side. Short gain on the play. Be second down for Paradise.
That's the way to do it, guys.
Gain of two on the play.
And they'll keep things moving here. Clock's ticking, 1:27 left to play, third period. There it is. Hand off over to the right-hand side. And he is on the run. He barely makes it up to the line of scrimmage. Garber brought down right across the 37-yard line.
Here again, that Shasta defense, they're so fast. Those corners are moving up, catching him at the right behind the line of scrimmage.
Loss of a yard, runs up third and nine.
Everybody, do your job! Do your job!
That's what I say. I'll tell you what, here it is. Pass over the middle right now. That's complete. Close to midfield at about the 47-yard line. That might be enough for a first down. That is a first down for Paradise. So they keep the ball moving. They spot it at the 46, maybe the 47.
Well, they hit that vulnerability that I've been speaking of, and that is to send those receivers down 10 yards and have them cut across the middle. There's nobody to defend there, and that's what happened on that play.
Those quick passes are the ones that have been most effective tonight for Paradise. Chauvin back to pass. He looks down to the right-hand side. He's got a guy. He's got his man beat. Incomplete down about the 30-yard line. 26 seconds left to play. Paradise leads 21-10 here at Thompson Field.
That receiver had the cornerback beat if the pass had been good because he had the speed on him. They haven't done a lot of the deep passing, and that doesn't seem to work for them. So,
Chauvin with a quick pitch to Garber to the left-hand side. There'll be no gain on the play, and a flag comes out.
One-yard gain on the play.
We'll get that call for you right away as soon as the official gives it up. They're having a little confab right there, right at the line of scrimmage. Be a face mask against Paradise.
Wow. Well, what we're seeing there was that sweep that has not been working because of the fast cornerbacks on Shasta. But they seem to continue to do that play, and it's very impressive on Shasta's part because they move in to stop it. So the penalty is certainly at Shasta's advantage here. But
absolutely, and you know this about this time of the ball game. I mean, they're still within a couple of scores of being close, and a whole quarter left to play. Penalties are not something you want to have right now, especially things like personal fouls, which we've had several of. Chauvin back to pass. He rolls over to the right-hand side. He's got a guy right down in the middle field. He is hammered at the 40, and that is incomplete. I'm surprised that kid got up.
Boy, you talk about defense. That was impressive.
You know, the crowd will speak for us on that one. He was open. He had the ball for a fraction of a second and just got pummeled.
That was a defensive tackle that could make the ESPN headline.
Absolutely.
That kid really was on that receiver.
Sometimes the crowd just says it best, you know, and we're out here in the middle of them, so you can tell exactly what happened there. It'll be third down and a long way to go, third and about 16 for Paradise. They're moving from our right to our left. Garber in the backfield, he's in the set position. Chauvin pitches it out to the other guy, and he throws downfield. He's got a guy wide open, and he makes the completion inside the 20, down to the 15, and he'll bring down at the 13.
A trick play.
A trick play.
The quarterback took the ball, got the ball out of the center, moved to his right, passed over to actually out to the right flank.
I think that was Frankie Cleary, number 9, who threw that ball.
And threw a beautiful pass.
It was right on the money.
About a 35-yard pass, led the receiver perfectly.
So that's the end of the third period right now. Shasta leads 21-10 over Paradise. We'll take 60 seconds and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models, plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all-new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, here we go. Back at Thompson Field, first and 10 for Paradise. They hand it off over to the left-hand side. There will be no gain on that play. That may have been number 5. He's that Frenchman you were talking about, right?
Yeah,
Le Rosignol.
Yeah, that's it.
I think of the pair of skis right there. That'll be easy to remember, that guy.
Yeah. Good running back. So let's see what Shasta defense. They're going to go into a four down lineman, 5-4-5-2 again.
Chauvin back to pass. He's got pressure, and he goes down, and there's a flag on the play.
And that's where the 4-5-2 helps out, because you've got basically a five rushing lineman.
The pressure was on. That's going to be a holding call against Paradise.
Wow. See, they can't react to that quick defensive charge. So they're grabbing for everything.
Oh, in some cases, all you can do is hold the guy.
That's right.
Or at least roll over on him and pull his jersey where you can't see it.
And what that Shasta defense is doing on that in that configuration is that they have the four linemen where you expect them, and then you have five linebackers that are filling the hole. And they're so fast. That makes a difference.
11:21 left to play in the game. It's 21-10 in favor of Shasta over the Paradise Bobcats. Bobcats have the ball right now, and it's spotted at about the 22-yard line. Man in motion right to the left. Chauvin back to pass. He looks downfield into the end zone. He's got a guy, and he overthrows him by just a little bit, and that is incomplete.
Chauvin has a pretty good arm. He's not terribly accurate at times, but he can get the distance on that. He had good velocity on it. It was a well-thrown pass, but just overthrew his receiver. He looks most effective on those short passes. One thing that's really impressed me is that secondary of Shasta. They can move back about as fast as any we've seen for that pass coverage.
Okay, here's what we saw in practice. Paradise attempting a 40-yard field goal. It's 4th and 19. He made it in warm-ups before the game, and we'll see what happens right here. Here comes the snap. Paradise set to go. Shasta. Flag is out. That may have been a false start. False start on Paradise. That'll back them up 5 yards. I bet they try it anyway.
They will, but Shasta, what they do is they put their cornerbacks moving up to the line to throw off the defense, and it worked perfectly. Because they looked like they were jumping off, and it worked perfectly for them.
This will be a 45-yarder. Wow. And we'll see. And Shasta's applying pressure, showing blitz. There's the spot. There's the kick. And that is going to be no good. Not even close.
No, he was much better during practice.
Yes, he was.
I'm sure that defense threw him off there.
10:53 left to play. 21-10 in favor of Shasta. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, back here at Thompson Field, missed the first play, and we're glad we got back up. Hellyer, the ball carrier, he's down across the 35, or over the 35.
First down.
Near to it, first down, Shasta.
Quick opener again, right up the middle. We haven't seen too much of Hellyer, but he's a fast one, too.
Ketanese up on the ball. He'll hand it off again to the left-hand side, and Paradise is on to him this time. They bring him down at the 30-yard line. That'll be a 2-yard loss. There's the snap. Oh, it's a fumbled snap right there, and Shasta falls on the ball.
Yeah, fumbled snap. Number 5, Hellyer falls on the ball.
You know, Ron, we never talk about the centers in those shotgun snaps. They do those things blind. They're not, like, looking underneath their legs where it's going. They've got a rhythm. They've got a system. They know where it is. That time was the first one I've seen all year like that. There's the handoff again. That might be number 3, Muckle, the carry for a no gain.
Yeah, on these fast offenses like we're seeing here, the center hikes the ball, then he's the lead blocker. As soon as he gets rid of the ball, he's blocking. And he can also open up that hole up the middle, right, being there where he is. But a couple of busted plays on this one.
It'll be fourth down. Just in a punting situation. They get that kickoff, and it's low. It almost hits some guy in the face right across the line of scrimmage. And the ball will roll down, and it'll be downed at the 44-yard line.
I think a little work this week will be with the special teams.
I would agree with that.
This is on both sides. This has not been an exhibition of punts.
No, it hasn't.
But conversely, we've seen an exhibition of great running on both teams.
5-2, 8-5. If that's your ticket, come up to the announcer's booth.
So Paradise will take over. Ball on the 44-yard line. They're in their own territory. They split two receivers out to the right-hand side, and Chauvin now will go to work. Quick snap. He passes it right over the middle, and that's incomplete.
That play will work if it's an accurate pass, because there's nobody can catch up with that receiver.
It's quick, right over the middle. For, I mean, you see that, you know, in every level, those quick passes
That's
always
right.
work.
They work. And on the one side, we have the two linebackers, the two cornerbacks. They stay with them.
Paradise up on the ball right now. Garber in motion to the left-hand side. He takes the quick pitch, and he will be dropped for a 1-yard loss.
Again, that Shasta defense. They 6 or 7 were over there on that runner.
They're moving quickly. They're keying on Garber, too. I mean, they've got one guy assigned to Garber. Wherever he goes, that guy goes. So it'll be 3rd and about 11 right now for Paradise. Ball at the 43. Play coming in from the sideline right now. That's brought in by Riley Pottist. And Pottist will spread wide to the right-hand side as a receiver. Back to pass goes Chauvin. He throws it way downfield, and he's got a guy, and that is complete at the 20-10, 5 touchdown Paradise.
That was Pottist. He got out on the right side there. And... Well, you know, Gary, they're not listening to me up in the coaching box. Yeah. I keep telling them, they're vulnerable on that long pass. Exactly what happened.
He was he wasn't really wide open. The coverage was there, but it wasn't spectacular coverage.
Right.
He had him by a step, and that's all it took that time, and he just pretty much trotted into the end zone after that reception. So that makes this game really interesting right now.
They're down to the wire again with a good, very good, well-played game.
I would assume and guess that they might be going for 2 here. That'll make it a field goal difference.
Well, we'll see if you're right on that. I wouldn't put it past them with that the power they've got up that center.
That's exactly what they're going to do. I would key off Garber right now. They passed the ball, and it's incomplete. So the extra point, no good, with 8:08 left to play. 21-16, favor of Shasta. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back. AM 1460, KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community.
Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back here at Thompson Field, here comes the kickoff right now. There's the boot. It goes a little bit short down at the 22-yard line, and Shasta will take it and down the ball right there.
So we have an update.
Yes, I'm excited to know this.
Foothill, 34-19 over Enterprise.
Very nice.
Third quarter. A good game out there.
Ron, when we come back here in 2 weeks, Foothill and Shasta is going to be probably, I'm putting it out there. I think that might be the best game we've seen all year.
Well, it's going to have a lot to do with the playoffs. One of the teams will advance.
Catanese hands off up the middle, and that, of course, is Muckle, and or Justin Hellier, sorry, and he takes it close to the first down marker.
11 yards and first down.
Hellier is very quick, too, right through that center there. It's like the lineman said, where'd he go?
All right, there's the play. Catanese takes the ball, hands off, same play right up the middle. He'll gain about five, maybe six. Justin Hellier, the ball carrier.
See, they're up ready to go, and Paradise is still trying to figure out which position to get into.
There's the snap and a whistle on the play. Flag down. That'll be a false start against Shasta, so they'll back them up 5 yards.
They were a little too anxious on that. But if you watch when they come off the come up to the line of scrimmage, on that last one, the Paradise defenders were just still walking around trying to figure out which position to get into.
Shasta regroups, gets back up. Catanese takes the snap, hands it off up the middle. Justin Hellier right there, no gain. There's the snap. Handoff goes to the left-hand side to Kellen McDonald. McDonald gets close to the first down. It's close to the 44.
Takes the ball near the down. Gain of about five on the play.
Boy, they have some quick backs there. These guys are moving out of that backfield.
Timeout. They're going to take a measurement. We'll take 60 seconds, and we'll be right back here at AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 32. This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center. On Saturday, October 17th at 7:30, it's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting and ready. Amateur title and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 17th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 32 at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. Cage fights are better at the river.
North State High School football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So we're back here at Thompson Field, and Ron, they were literally about 1 inch shy of the first down.
They were, yes.
So Shasta will take a timeout. We'll keep it here. 7:04 left to play in the football game, 21-16. We are a one-possession difference in this game changing one way or the other.
That's right, and both of these explosive offenses, I do think they probably did not, in my opinion, did not make a good call on it when Paradise was down there for the extra point. But
with you, I agree.
I'm not coaching. But if this continues and Shasta wins tonight, we're going to have a barn burner game here in a couple weeks.
Yes, we are. So Shasta up on the ball. It's fourth and an inch. Cadenese set to take the snap. Paradise is all bunched up on the defensive line. There's the snap. They hand it off over to the right-hand side, and they're going to bring him down. He will not get the first down. And that makes a big difference. They'll take over on downs, and Paradise will have the ball at the 40-yard line of Shasta, and that makes this very interesting.
Yeah, now that defensive line, that was 11 men on the line.
Yeah, it was.
You don't see that too often. They really prepared for that.
Wow, excellent defense.
Yeah, that you were not going to run on that line, and they didn't. But what the configuration was, they had their normal five or six linemen, and then they brought the rest of the team right up behind them. So there was nobody beyond the second line of defense there.
Riley Pothast is now wide to the left. He was the one that was wide to the right when they had that touchdown play. And we'll see. Timeout. Who took it? Paradise took the timeout. We'll take 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Thompson Field, it is a good football game here. 6:58 left to play. Shasta leads 21-16. Paradise just took over on downs. Ball at the 40-yard line of Shasta. Anything can happen right now.
It's wide open, and Paradise is going to come back now. We're going to see if they're going to go back to that powerful running approach that they scored on up front, or whether they're going to try to spread it out a little bit. What's your guess? You think they're going to go with that power front up right up the center?
I think they're going to use Garber on this play. Garber goes in motion, and they do not go to him. They hand it up off the middle, off tackle. He's down across the 35 and close to a first down.
That was Kevin Ferreira. He's a junior. We haven't heard of him. 5'10", 175 junior. And he was fast off of there.
And I want to give you a different answer to your last question. I think now it might be a little bit wise for them where they are to burn time off the clock.
Well, that makes sense, yes, because right now they can use the time to their advantage.
Yeah, go slow.
At the 30-yard line. If they do score now, they would go ahead, and then it would be tough for Shasta's going to have to have a. They're going to have a field goal for sure to tie it.
Ball at the 30-yard line right now. Paradise Bobcats threatening to put some points on the board and take the lead here. We'll see what happens. It's a wise move that they've been running the ball the last two times just to run time off that clock. Another handoff off tackle to the left-hand side, and he's got power down there to about the 20, Guerrero.
Yeah, that's that Kevin Ferreira again. He is a good runner. Junior.
He picked up 8 yards. It'll be second and two.
So he's fresh legs. We haven't heard him yet.
I'll tell you where they need some fresh legs, and that's on defense right now. Or they'll need it here in just a couple of seconds. Hey. All right, handoff over to the right-hand side. He tries to turn the corner, does not make it, and...
Boy, that cornerback saved that. He, again, that was a beautiful play on the part of the cornerback, and that was Bailey Ramirez. Played that beautifully.
Garber was the ball carrier. It's going to be third and two with 5:12 left to play. 21-16 Shasta. Getting very close to the red zone. Third and a long two. This play right here is going to be the difference in this football game. And there's the flag. That's going to be a delay game on Paradise. Not what they needed right now.
Something happened to that huddle. They were in the huddle longer this time than we've seen in the entire game. So they didn't get their communications right. That hurt. That hurt because now they're going to have to go further to get that first down, which is going to be the key.
Field goal will do you no good at this point right now. 4:36 left to play in the game. 21-16 in favor of Shasta right now. And up on the ball go the Bobcats. And shoving back to pass. He's going to hang on to the ball and he's going to run it. And he takes it down to about the 20-yard line.
That's going to be a close one.
Quarterback back, kick the ball on the carry. Shoving. Ball was ruled down. And it is appears to be just short of the first down.
We've got another one of these, like, fourth and inches.
So what are you going to call, Coach?
Quarterback sneak?
I would. With those big, big offensive line, I'd go right up the center. And I wouldn't delay. I would use a quarterback sneak.
They hand it off of tackle, and Shasta puts the pressure on him and brings him down. They will not get the first down.
So it didn't work. They hand it off. They should have done the quarterback sneak. You were right. That could be the key play of the game.
That is, for sure. 3:40 left to play, 21-16. Shasta will take over, first and 10 at their own 22.
You know the old saying, dodge the bullet? They dodged a bullet on that bad call on the series of plays.
So, handoff up the middle, and that'll be number 5, Justin Hellyer, and he gets a first down.
You know, Justin is not that big either. We got these little backs, 5'7", 165, but they're so fast. They just move through that line.
All right, Kyle Cadenese with a first down. He's ready to go. Man in motion. That'll be number 3. That's a handoff over to the left-hand side. McDonald, and he goes down and out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Paradise. Kelly McDonald.
Well, he's a big one, 5'9", 160. And he still has that speed. You know, we're seeing the same thing at Foothill. They have those quick backs. First down, that's a good move now.
Oh, yep.
Flag on the other side over there.
Way on the other side. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Paradise coach. That'll give him another 15 yards. And
so that's the second one we've had in this game.
That's going to be a telltale penalty right there for this football game. And they'll mark the ball at the 24-yard line, and Shasta is now close to the red zone. Handoff right up the middle. He gets through the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up about 2, and he's still driving. The whole team is going to take him to bring him down. Man, that kid is tough. That is Cale Muckle.
Wow. And he had part of he had about 4 purple jerseys pushing and about 4 white jerseys trying to hold him back, and the purple's won out to the tune of about 5 additional yards.
Oh. Shasta set to take the snap right now. 2:30 left to play. Man in motion. He'll fake it to him, and they'll go right up the middle. They'll gain a couple more, but that's enough for a first down for Shasta.
Gain of 2 on the play. Results in the Shasta first down.
Oh. 2:14, clock is ticking. Game is winding down. Shasta threatening to score one more time as Cadenese takes the snap, hands it off to the left-hand side, and that's McDonald. He's down to the 5, and he's ran out of bounds at the 2-yard line.
You know, we talk about the running backs, the quarterback, but that interior line there of Shasta, those guys are troopers.
They're
doing
tough.
A wonderful job. On that one, you can see what they do. They come off that ball, and they go for their lineman. The lineman didn't have a chance.
Cadenese set to take the snap right there. He does. Hands off to number 5. And Justin Hellyer takes it across the goal line. Touchdown, Shasta.
Again, we saw that play from our vantage point. It was so clear. Second man through, went to Hellyer, took the ball off tackle. Nobody touched him.
That penalty, though, there's a couple of game-changing moments, but that last penalty on the Paradise Coach didn't do them any favors whatsoever. There's the spot. There is the kick, and it is no good. So with 1:56 left to play, it is Shasta 27 and Paradise Bobcats 16 as this game winds down. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back at AM 1460 KCNR.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, back here at Thompson Field, getting ready for the kickoff right now. Ron, you got an update on the Foothill and Enterprise game, and that's close as this one is.
Third quarter, 34-27.
Wow.
34-27 Foothill.
Third quarter?
That's a good question. We don't have that answer.
All right, so that game is equally as exciting as this one. Here comes the kickoff. There's the approach right there. Kick is kind of a squib kick, they call him. He picked up at the 27-yard line. Paradise returns it out to near the 40-yard line. They'll mark that somewhere around the 38 or 39 with 1:49 left to play. 27-16, Shasta and Paradise will take over.
So what are you going to do, Paradise? What are you going to do right now as coach? You're going to try to throw it out, get a couple long ones?
Yeah, you really don't have much choice to, you know, hit that Riley podcast all the way down to the right-hand side. That's where they got their last score, and here he comes.
Here he comes, yeah. We see two receivers.
Pottist. You'll see him streak down the field. He does a little out over the right, and he's immediately hit at the 43-yard line. They pick up about 3-yard line, or a 3 on that play.
Bailey Ramirez has been the cornerback on the left side doing an outstanding job, and over on the other side is Cody LaFault. Those two cornerbacks, they may be the players of the game.
Chauvin back to pass. He flares out to the left-hand side. Got a guy over in the flat, and that is incomplete near midfield.
Look who was defending, Cody.
Yeah.
I think those two cornerbacks, they get my vote for players of the game.
Both of them.
On both sides, because they've shut down the run. They've shut down those short passes, those out passes.
Third and 7.
Be 3rd and 7 for Paradise. Clock is at 1:22 left to play in the game, 27-16.
So J.C. Coach has illustrated the point, put the speed in those linebackers because they have really made the difference here.
You ever notice about J.C. Hunsaker, Ron? He's always at the way opposite end down there.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
He's not like right up on the line of scrimmage. Chauvin back to pass. Flares out to the left-hand side. He's got pressure. He's going to have to hang on to it, and he goes down right at the 40-yard line. He'll lose 2 yards.
Yeah. Again, those fast linemen, fast linebackers, they're not knocked down. They're on their feet the entire time of the play, so they're moving very quickly. Yeah, J.C. Hunsaker is a great coach. He's brought this team from a good status to a great status, and they're having a good season.
Paradise will take a timeout. We'll stay with you here as we wind this game down. Minute 6 left to play. So many things, you know, that are game changers. And this particular game, I think one of the biggest game changers is when they went for that 2-point conversion and passed, and they didn't use Garber as a runner, who's been, you know, he's gained at least more than 3 yards every play that he ran the ball. So that, in my opinion, was the biggest game changer.
Well, I think you're right on that. I do think that the penalty, the two penalties of unsportsmanlike conduct, that really hurt Paradise, because that gave Shasta 15 yards, put them right down there where they could see the goal line right a couple of plays, and that made the big difference.
There were several holding calls. There were several late hit calls. Penalties will kill you in any game, and it certainly has not fared well for the Bobcats here in tonight's game. 106 left to play. Chauvin back to pass. He is going to get pressure, and he's going to be thrown for a sack and lose about 3 more.
And I don't think Paradise prepared for this kind of defensive, the speed of the defensive line.
And Shasta will take over on downs with a minute to play. I would imagine they'll drop to a knee and run it out.
So 2 weeks we'll be back here with Shasta and Foothill.
Yes.
And I'd like to encourage our listening audience, if you want a fun night out, this is the place to be. It's a great environment. All these kids, you can't help but get a little bit excited even if you're watching the game and don't want the loud kids around you. These kids are having so much fun.
Cadenas will take the snap, drop down. Just to run the clock out, 55 and ticking. It'll be second down. They'll do the same thing again.
And, you know, I should mention also, for those that really like our football purists, JV games start at 5:30. And the JV games are very good. We're seeing juniors, sophomores, and juniors play. And if you're not familiar with the JV program here, it's equally as exciting. They have, of course, they have their own football cheerleaders, and the spirit is great. So come on out at 5:30, it's 2 hours before the big game.
Cadenas takes the snap, drops to a knee, and that'll be it. The clock will run out in 15 seconds. This football game is over. Final score, Shasta 27, Paradise 16. In a moment, Ron and I will be back to recap the game and wrap it up for you here at 1460 AM KCNR. We'll be right back for the recap.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models, plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1,500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1,000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all-new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax, license, and dealer documentation, charges any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
So back here at Thompson Field as we wrap it up. Final score, Shasta 27, Paradise 16. A very good football game. It could have gone either way in that fourth quarter, Ron. A couple of key plays, in my opinion. One of them was, of course, when they went for the 2-point conversion and they passed it instead of using Garber to run it, and then of course the penalties.
Right. Yeah. We this was a good game. The score at 27-16. It shows what happened, but it could very well have been a high scoring game. with both teams scoring a lot of points, except what we saw was very good defense on the part of both teams.
It was really good, and you know what? You can't take anything away from Paradise. They played a really good football game tonight. They started out a little bit slow, and, you know, anytime the opening kickoff goes and the team, which is what happened here tonight, Shasta took the ball and drove all the way down for 7 points, anytime that happens, that deflates you just a little bit, especially on the opening drive. But Paradise regrouped really good, and they were in this ball game all the way down until 8 or 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you mentioned one thing earlier on. That speed that Shasta operates can tire you out, and I think we saw a little bit of that. Paradise slowed down a little bit there. They just weren't quite as sharp, especially on those runs off tackle. So we had a great game. Crowd still here enjoying the band, and all the teams are gathered out here kind of having a last-minute recap of the game. But it's really a fun environment here.
We look ahead for 2 weeks from now here at the exact same location. Shasta will be host to the Foothill Cougars, and that is going to be a telltale game. That game, Ron, could have playoff implications.
It sure could, because if you look at the right now, Foothills, if they win this game, they will have one loss. Shasta will have one loss, and they will be, both of them, assuming that Pleasant Valley continues to win, those two will be right behind Pleasant Valley to lead the league.
If that happens, we could possibly see two games, Shasta and Foothill.
That's,
I think.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have all the brackets and the rundowns on it, but it just seems that might be. And of course, it all depends on what PV does. They're undefeated. Chico is now undefeated. Red Bluff is pretty much out of the mix. I'm looking at the league here, and, you know, as everybody has said, we've said it a couple of times, the league is a very difficult league. This particular league that Shasta is in features Chico, Foothill, Enterprise, Paradise, Pleasant Valley, and Red Bluff. Red Bluff is not there. Paradise took another loss tonight. Enterprise, they're having a hard time this year.
They are. Now, it depends on what happens here at this game. This is a critical game for them. Either they will be in the playoff contention or they won't, resulting from the results tonight. And we don't have the final score on that one.
I'll be anxious to see, you know, at 11:18 KRCR TV Channel 7, they do a full football recap of the entire North State. So I'll be anxious to see how Foothill does against Enterprise. Chico tonight is at Red Bluff. I would expect Chico to win that one quite easily. Paradise is here, of course, and they lost this evening. Pleasant Valley did not play tonight. They have a bye tonight. And
you know they're watching these games.
Yes, they
I'm
are.
I'm sure they have a spotter here, because they're going to these teams are not going to play dead, that's for sure. They're very, very good teams.
You know, we're 7 weeks in, and the thing is winding down, and we're going to start seeing now each and every game is going to have implications as to what's going to happen in the postseason. So we're looking forward to it. We invite you back here in 2 weeks. We're going to be right here at the same location, Thompson Field at Shasta. Shasta will take on Foothill. Final score tonight, Shasta 27, Paradise 16. Ron, it's been another pleasure game. Thank you so much.
A great game. Thank you, Gary.
We could not do what we do without the gentleman who runs the whole show for us back at the station, and that is our engineer, Jared. Another fine job, Jared. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. So for Ron Largent and KCNR, I'm Gary Moore saying good night from Thompson Field and Shasta. Victorious tonight over Paradise.
They are optimistic that the worst flooding may be over in one coastal county in South Carolina. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Babylon is on the rise. Every day our culture moves away from absolute truth, becoming a godless culture. Christians must be prepared to live out their faith
in Dr. David Jeremiah's book, Agents of Babylon, you will get an in-depth revelation of the characters and prophecies in the book of Daniel. Learn how to be like Daniel as Babylon is on the rise. Get your copy of Agents of Babylon in bookstores. Learn more at agentsofbabylon.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Mexican government officials say they've selected seven experts from five different countries to do a new review of the area where a drug gang allegedly disposed of the remains of 43 student teachers whom they'd murdered.
The official version of the Mexican government states that the students were murdered by gangsters after they were handed over by municipal police following a protest rally. It claims that the gang which killed them then incinerated all 43 bodies at a rubbish dump near to the southern city of Iguala. But a six-month investigation by experts from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights directly contradicts this. Further doubt has been expressed by the UN's High Commissioner on Human Rights, who's just visited Mexico. So, the Mexican Attorney General's office has just announced this U-turn. James Blair's reporting.
German counties declaring an emergency ahead of the arrival of some 1,000 refugees on Monday. Officials in the county west of Frankfurt say that the unusual actions intended to make it easier for authorities to cope with the influx. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The Los Angeles City Council will require costly upgrades of thousands of older wood and concrete apartment buildings vulnerable to collapse in a major earthquake.
The mandate would affect as many as 13,000 so-called soft first-story buildings, typically wood frame structures with large spaces like parking lots on the ground floor. As many as 1,500 brittle concrete buildings would also require upgrades. The measure passed unanimously. City leaders will now have to agree on how to divvy up the cost between tenants and landlord.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. A Kentucky woman says her young son and his cousin ate sticks and slept on the ground. During 20 hours, they were lost in the Appalachian woods. The boys were found unharmed today in the rugged terrain in the Red River Gorge area of Kentucky. A massive search was launched after the boys, ages 5 and 7, disappeared yesterday evening from the family's campsite in the recreation area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Goodbye, September. Hello, Electober. Now that the weather is cooling down, how would you like us to pay your electric bill for 1 year? Play our Electober Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or $6,000 to pay your electric bill. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win $6,000. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. 10 winners will be selected to play the Plinko board. It's fun and easy. Just drop the puck and win cash. Final drawing Thursday, October 29th at 8 p.m. where you could win $6,000. Let us pay your electric bill for 1 year.
Up to $6,000.
What a deal. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Electober Swipe to Win promotion. It's better at the river.
Only one more day of racing, Johnny. One more day. Can't you hear your pulses racing? One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. For rock and roll me over. One more day. One more day.
Radio station has consciously decided not to spend money on a delay switch, not to conduct a careful background check of the people it places on the air, and to allow individuals to say almost anything they want in foreign languages without having staff on duty who can even understand what they're saying.
This is Jim Brewer.
This is James Hetfield.
Yeah!
Dude, and this is Lars Ulrich.
And this is Ozzy Osbourne.
And this is Brian Johnson. Freedom's about to rock!
This kid's got some rack.
And you're listening to my man, Johnny B. What do you say, Brandmeier?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. Talk radio unhinged on Westwood One.
What have we done?
Look ahead now. Jimmy Brewer in the studio today, and he's a whirlwind of a good time. Jim Brewer, diehard Mets fan, even has a podcast, Mets and some other thing on Sirius. And I'm telling you something, the Cubs are in it, the Mets are in it. Who else is in it? Rangers, Blue Jays, Astros, Royals, Cubs, Cards, Mets, Dodgers.
Woohoo! Let the playoffs begin, yeah!
There ain't nothing to do, and there's always room for more. Fill it, light it, shut up, and close the door. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and
put a good buzz on, yeah! 844-4JB-SHOW.
News director, Buzzkill my news.
I have no idea why every time I hear it.
He's tightened it up.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. He's already angry from what he saw on CNN where a Colombian supporter jumped on stage with Donald Trump.
I'm not.
Yeah, he came in and said, can I just hold you for a second, he asked me. Can I hold you for a second? I said, why? He goes, did you see that lady jump on stage during a Trump rally and say that all the Mexicans love Donald Trump? So this lady, she jumps on the stage. She's got a copy of the People magazine with Trump on the cover in her hand. And she jumps on the stage, and Trump, you have to really see the video to see the weirdness that Trump did. But he was rubbing her sides and holding her arms up like she was a puppet. Yeah. But here she is. Let's listen, and you can watch on your eyes.
And she... You know, she is the featured picture on the Drudge website.
With her arms up or Trump behind her?
With their arms up and Donald Trump giving her what looks like a Joe Biden back rub.
That's right.
That's where he picked up that move.
Jumps up on the stage. An enthusiastic Hispanic supporter jumps up on the stage during the rally in Las Vegas. And let's listen to her.
Colombia. And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before?
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump.
Mr. Trump.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Trump. That's right. We love you. We love you.
That's right.
All the way to the White House.
I swear to you, I think she's totally beautiful and great. I never met her before, I swear. This all started with the People magazine. So here's, you are beautiful. Will you make sure she doesn't fall?
Make sure she doesn't fall. Would you make sure she doesn't fall?
She doesn't fall.
Can you make sure she also gets back across the border safely?
He loves her, and she's going to be the first one he sends home.
That's so great. Never met her before. She's amazing. Thank you, hon. Appreciate it.
I do want to...
But that's my relationship with Hispanic.
That's my relationship with Hispanic people.
I can't help it.
Got chicks in the mail.
Yeah, but she spoke for all of the Hispanics.
She spoke for you.
Yes, she did. And you're right, Buzz. This is the announcement he's going to make, that she's the first, the Hispanic that he loves, and she's the first one to go home.
What is that report?
You believe me, it's there. Listen, Trump could do it smiling, by the way. You know, I want to say this. It is so great to meet this woman, and I love the Mexican. I never met her before. Did I ever meet you before? But just don't let her fall and get her out of here. I can't hear you, Hector. You speaking into a mic or your own crotch?
Yeah, I'm even closer than usual.
Okay. I know we are becoming closer than usual. I'm glad you brought that up. All right. So Trump, the crazy train keeps on rolling. It's awesome.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Nobel Prize has been awarded for literature. And it, no, excuse me. It's the Peace Prize, not the Literature Prize. That was yesterday. The Peace Prize went out today. It did not go to John Kerry. It was speculated that he might get it for his work with Iran, coming up with that agreement. But the Nobel Prize was awarded to Tunisia's National Dialogue Quartet.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
For its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia in the wake of the Jasmine Revolution of 2011. That's right. They sealed the deal with that, and they get the Nobel Prize today.
Yeah, I had $250,000 on that in Vegas in 2014. I thought, yeah, these guys are the best. And I said, I have a condo in Tunisia, and my phone company's trying to get my fax working there, too. What else, Buzz?
Spencer Stone has been stabbed again. It's been an eventful couple of months for Spencer. In August, the U.S. Airman was tending to a stab wound after helping a gun attack on a European train. He was one of the heroes. He's again tending to stab wounds, this time in a California hospital. Stone was stabbed during an altercation in downtown Sacramento this week when he was out with some friends. Police say they're investigating and looking into two Asian men who fled the scene outside a bar. Stone is in serious condition, but the wounds are not life-threatening. Not the heroic actions that we had come to expect from Spencer Stone. One dead, three injured, and yet another school shooting at the Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. The shooter's in custody. The school was not on lockdown as last we checked. The shooting happened in the parking lot next to the Mountain View residence. What led to the violence was not immediately known. It was not clear if any of the victims or the shooter were actually students at the university. And that comes, of course, a day after President Obama was set to visit Roseburg, Oregon, and the families of those slain in the October 1st massacre at the community college there.
Well, everybody, you know, at least I'm telling you, we talked to Lewis Black yesterday. Everybody, I don't want to hear about it. I'd rather hear about a guy getting stabbed than a Chick-fil-A.
I'm afraid of a man.
A guy in Texas got into an argument with some construction workers because a truck was blocking his view. He was trying to get through a drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and he couldn't get through. He couldn't get through, so this truck was blocking his way. And so he pulled a knife and he stabbed the guy who was blocking his way. See, this is the thing. Why is everybody so angry? I don't understand it. I'm telling you, man, everybody's got to lighten up. The guy in Texas gets into an argument. Some construction guys, their truck was blocking the drive-thru at a Chick-fil-A. God knows you got to get into that Chick-fil-A right away.
Right.
So he pulls a knife and stabs one of them. Here's his cousin talking about what the hell happened here in Texas.
Yeah, we're on the roof working. I mean, you never expect something like this to happen during the day. We've never had a problem. You know,
I like that line, though. You never expect something like this to happen during the day.
The day.
Yeah. I mean, I could see if it was like, you know, 8 at night, 9 o'clock, whatever. I wouldn't mind getting stabbed for blocking the Chick-fil-A parking lot. But this seems a little harsh. Daytime. We're up on the roof just doing our job here, trying to earn a living.
Yeah, we're on the roof working. I mean, you never expect something like this to happen during the day. We've never had a problem. You know, don't understand why some people take frustration out on people that have nothing to do with other things going on. It wasn't even our truck. I can understand if it's my truck, yeah. I'm sorry, I'll move it. But it wasn't my vehicle.
That's a bad day. That's a cousin, Robert Veal. That's a bad day when you're sitting there, you're doing your job as an American, you're pounding nails into a Chick-fil-A's roof or whatever it is you have to do, laying tar, whatever your job is, and some guy just needs to get into the drive-thru, and it's not your truck. So he comes down to see what's going on, and the guy stabs him. I mean, this is going, what the hell? That line, though, is just awesome.
Yeah, we're on the roof working. I mean, you never expect something like this to happen during the day.
Not during the day. It's crazy. During the day, I mean, that's nuts. You know, I've never had a Chick-fil-A.
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't either, but the people in the house here, the family,
yes,
eats them all the time and loves them.
I go past one every single day, and I go, today I'm going into the Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to have some Chick-fil-A.
Reportedly, they're excellent.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
I mean, special. They refer to them as being special.
I see that they posted the calories outside the window outside the Chick-fil-A here in town in Chicago, and it seems like a lot of calories to me. It seems like I'm like 18,000 calories for one Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah.
and sit right.
I don't do those.
That seems too big.
I can't do it.
Well, I just, well, don't you want to know, though, why, like, the guy stabbed him? Like, what, just why is why would he just stab a guy? People just get nuts.
The world has gotten a lot meaner and a lot madder in the past, you know.
Meaner and madder, the same thing. By the way, they're the next show coming up here. Enjoy.
That's right. I mean, it's like everybody's, like, just waiting to fly off the handle. And you see it in traffic. You see it in, everywhere. You see it everywhere. I mean, everybody's just waiting for an excuse to get irritated and upset.
I mean, the story yesterday, and if you missed stuff, you go to the podcast, brandmeiershow.com. Podcast goes into your email every day. Just click it and hit it, and everything is there the way you want it, uninterrupted. That story at the Home Depot, you're right, because there's a lady who had a concealed carry license in the Home Depot in Michigan, and the person runs out the door. You know, with some cable he's stolen, some guy stolen some welding tools and some cable or whatever it was. Didn't hurt her, but she couldn't wait to shoot him.
It's an opportunity to kill somebody.
Yeah! Wait a minute! There's a guy running out of the Home Depot. I'm going to shoot him! Wait, there's a guy blocking my drive-thru with the Chick-fil-A. I'm going to stab him.
Right.
People, can't we all, you know what I want to say, get along, can we?
But apparently we can't.
We cannot. Why can't we, Buzz?
Why doesn't everybody just lighten the hell up? It's getting worse and worse. I blame a lot of it on the social media and all that, all the
hatred?
Technological stuff.
Just let me give you another one. Let me give you another one. There's a little bit of it. There's two girls. The viral video going around this week is two girls. They're in a raft. And they're floating. Now, you think you're on a vacation, and you're floating around with your friends in a raft, and, you know, down the river. You ever do a river float? They're fantastic. You float, enjoy, you're drinking some beer, you enjoy. But these two girls just get into a fight. They're friends. They start punching each other in the inner tube.
Are you guys okay? Just take it easy. Break it.
Stop it.
You're going to lose your stuff.
Rolling down the river in an inner tube, beating each other up.
Hey,
knock it off!
Disciplinary.
Get off of it! Hey, get off!
Must be the principal of the river. Oh, I didn't know there was a river, boss.
Hey, knock it off! Fire now! Stop!
Hey, kid.
You're ruining this!
Look at him. Look at him. But did you see this on your screen?
Yeah.
They're wrestling. Yeah. They're going down a river rapids, ladies and gentlemen.
Let her go.
They're going down the river rapids. They're on a vacation. You'd think you'd be happy and enjoying your life. And they're wrestling each other in a rubber boat.
Somebody said something.
my God.
Hey, you're about to fall out. Are you the instructor?
Get out, Justin. Go.
Get out of the boat. Well, I can't get out because we're in the middle of rapids, and we're going over some rocks in a few minutes.
This is scary water out here. You guys got more problems to worry about than fighting.
There you go. There's the river boss speaking up. You got more important things to worry about ahead of you here, these rocks and these rapids, than you do have to worry about your fighting in your rubber boat.
But see, I like it that the girls have given precedence to the fighting. The fighting is the priority.
They don't care.
I mean, that's what guys would do.
If they go over
who cares where we are? I'm gonna kill you.
They go over the rapids. They're going over together in a clinch.
Right.
All right. Remind me not to river raft with Ronda Rousey. All right. What the hell, man? So the Chick-fil-A guy gets stabbed, two girls fighting in an inner tube, and someone shooting at a shoplifter at a Home Depot. What a week it's been, America. Lighten up! Oh, you're getting a new iPhone. How about that? Well, you better listen up. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone, so protecting your new iPhone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance, one of those big cell phone companies, you are paying way too much. That's right. Stop overpaying for insurance through those carriers. Switch to Square Trade Phone Protection today. Start saving hundreds of dollars. Verizon charges $9 a month for phone insurance. Sprint $11, plus up to $199 deductible when you break that phone. Square Trade foam protection is half the cost at less than $5 a month. With a much lower deductible, you can save over $240. So protect that new iPhone or any smartphone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying. Start saving today. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today. Start saving hundreds of dollars. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com. SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assured and total equipment coverage as of August 10, 2015.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage, all new, Wednesdays at 10.
It's having the story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
Some people don't use Cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
Well, there's a lot of gobbledygook clogging up your bamboozle.
Okay.
So I'll have to flush out the hogwash and futz with the fiddle faddle. Oh, and you've only got about 5,000 miles left in your Watson.
For the rest of us, there's Cars.com's service and repair tool, which lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying.
So this will cost $250?
Yes, sir.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Does your water leave brown rust stains? Does it smell bad? Do you even know what pollutants you're drinking and bathing in? End these problems with HydroCare water purification systems from Wave Home Solutions. Enjoy cleaner, healthier, great-tasting water from every faucet. Call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. Whether you have city water or well water, HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, chlorine, and much more without tanks or backwashing. You'll love the way your water looks, smells, and tastes. Water systems as low as $495 for city water and $849 for well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be one step ahead. Call now, 866-598-MATH. That's 866-598-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One. This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
844-4JB-SHOW.
I took the phone off the hook because you talk too much.
Thank you.
Brandmeier. Talk unhinged.
Yeah. Jimmy Brewer in the studio. crazy man, Jim Brewer, coming up. Adam Carolla show is going to be live. Adam Carolla, one of the number one podcasts in America. And he does his podcast live at the Vic Theater in Chicago, Illinois, on Saturday, October 24th. And I will be a guest on that show. I look forward to it. Adam Carolla show live. I'll be a guest that night, 8 o'clock, Saturday, October 24th, with Adam Carolla. We'll live at ticket information. Go to AdamCarolla/events. And if you're an Adam Carolla fan like I am, you'll know where to find this podcast and know where to find him. And that information will all be there at Adam Carolla. You'll find it live at the Vic Theater. I'll be there with him Saturday, October 24th. Vic Theater, beautiful in Chicago, Illinois. Who's laughing now? Joe Madden in preseason. The Cubs manager. Listen to him talk.
Listen, for me, I'm going to be talking playoffs next year, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. Because I can't go to spring training and say any other thing. I'm just incapable of doing that. Why would you even report? It's all about setting your standards, your goals high, and that's not a good thing. Absolutely. And I'm going to talk playoffs. I'm going to talk World Series this year. I promise you. I am. And I'm going to believe it. I am. And I'm going to see how this is all going to play out. And it's within our future. There's no question about that. But I don't know exactly when that's going to happen. But in my mind's eye, we're going to make the playoffs next year. And that's how I'm going to approach next season. I am. I mean, I know Lou. Me and Lou are good. Fabulous. Great guy. And the whole point is, that was then, this is now. So I like the challenge. I think the challenge is fabulous.
You think I'm stupid or something? God darn it.
I thought I was in the twilight zone for a second there myself.
Oh, there he is. Joe Madden preseason is next year this year. I don't know. Cubs, Cards, tonight, 5:45 p.m.
It's Johnny B.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-780-3410. That's 1-800-780-3410. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-780-3410. Call right now.
Shasta Lake Floors, 8 times honored as best in the North State and the area's only Karastan Premier wholesaler, is offering huge savings right now on all Karastan products. Recently, Shasta Lake Floors was the recipient of the Karastan Design Display Gallery, the only carpet dealer in the area to be awarded such an opportunity. And now through October 26th, Shasta Lake Floors is offering tremendous savings on all Karastan and Mohawk flooring products, with no interest financing until 2018 available. Since 1928, Karastan has been recognized as America's premier carpet manufacturer, producing carpets with the newest technology, high-performance fibers with an elegance and style not seen in any other carpet. And if you don't see the color you want, you can have your new Karastan carpet dyed in any custom color you desire. You deserve the best, and now you can afford it at Shasta Lake Floors. Let the area's most experienced flooring wholesalers help you beautify your home with the most gorgeous and durable carpet made, Karastan, at the lowest possible prices. Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Reading's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Reading is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Reading approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
All right. Jimmy Brewer has walked into the building, ladies and gentlemen. And, Jimmy, I want to talk to you about shaving, first of all. May I talk to you?
Please tell me all about shaving.
Do you shave?
I do shave.
Do you know how to do it?
I do know how to do it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me move this so I can't see you.
At least I think I know how to do it.
Yeah, you go like this. Dollar Shave Club, by the way, dollarshaveclub.com will give you some cheap razors. And you can shave with a fresh blade whenever you want. Dollar Shave Club delivering a whole sleeve. Do you call razor sleeve?
The sleeves.
You don't call them sleeves.
Call them sleeves.
But yet this copywriter has chosen the word this sleeve. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cartridge. I call them cartridge.
Yeah. May I have a sleeve of your finest razors, please?
I would like some razor sleeves. Immediately. Where's your damn razor sleeve?
Sleeve. I'll tell you right now, they're expensive. If you want me to open up that case for you and show them to you, it's going to cost you some money. Why don't you go to dollarshaveclub.com? They're going to give you a whole sleeve of amazing razors. Dollarshaveclub.com. Millions of people join up. It's a club, and they send you razors and you shave with it. Don't go back to squeezing weeks and weeks. How many times do you shave a week, Jim Brewer?
I shave every day.
You do not.
I do.
Every day.
Every day. I don't like the feeling of the once it starts, even just a little bit of grub, it starts itching. I just don't like the feeling.
Have you ever grown a beard?
I have.
Yeah? What'd you look like in a beard?
Look terrible.
Like a Jim Brewer
like
with a beard.
Like a Jim Brewer with a beard. Very goaty.
Very goaty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could grow like a goatee and goat boy.
That's right. And now I couldn't if I wanted to. I get patches missing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
The hair is
goat
different color.
Goatee for goat boy. I like it very much.
That's why I use a dollar sleeve.
Dollar sleeve. Dollar Shave Club. Upgrade to shaving with a fresh blade whenever you want. It's luxury. One half the price. Join a lot of people who've done it, baby. Join dollarshaveclub.com today. dollarshaveclub.com. Oh, yeah. You've seen him on Comedy Central. You've seen him on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You've seen him star in the movie
Camp Bates.
Yeah. Now see him right here, right now. Jim Brewer. I don't know how that doesn't fire you up. How could you not get fired up whenever you hear that?
I did. You know, I forgot what that sounded like.
Oh, man. It just got me just jacked.
I forgot how hopped up that got me.
Wow.
That was a fun special.
Was that your?
That was my guy's.
No, was that your introduction? Was that you doing it? It sounded like you.
No. It was a friend of mine named Paul Bond who used to be my guitar player.
Oh, well, that's you know, Colbert does his own intros on the new...
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does his own intros.
I haven't gotten to see his show, and I really want to see it, and I really like him.
You know what? I think he may be the smartest guy out there right now.
Oh, he's
on
he's
late night,
brilliant
I really
guy.
Enjoy him. I think he's fantastic.
I heard him on, I want to say Stern.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. of course.
I heard him on Stern, and I was completely blown away.
Why did you pause when you said Howard Stern?
Some radio station like they completely shut you down. Like, yeah. Dude, he's telling the truth.
Let me just tell you something. If you're a guy that says you can't say the name Howard Stern on the show, you are
shouldn't be on radio.
You should get out of radio.
That's right.
A guy, I love Howard because he doesn't, you know, I always say this, I've said it before and I've told Howard himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't take any crap.
Never.
I take all kinds of crap. I'm tired of taking crap and I'm not taking crap no more, Jimmy.
Don't take it, Johnny. You did go through some crap. I remember it.
Right.
We both were going through crap at the same time.
It is weird. Well, your crap is, your personal life crap.
Yeah, personal life crap.
It's beyond belief. It is beyond belief. I want to get the plugs out here because I want to make sure that this is people know that they can see this guy live because this is something else.
And we're going to be at the Irvine. the Schaumburg Improv. He's right
Brewer.
Next to the Texas Deep Brazil, me son. So go in there and have yourself a fine slack of meat.
Oh, yeah.
And, or you go to the P.F. Chang's.
That's right.
Which is right down the road, or perhaps a Cheesecake Factory. And when you feel your little belly, son, you get some laughter at the Schaumburg Improv! Two shows tonight!
Yeah.
Two shows tomorrow night!
Yeah.
Well, you wait till you watch the Cubbies, when the game's over, you come strolling in and get yourself.
Right!
Jimmy B. laughs at time. And I might even see you tonight at the Improv.
Tonight?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
Son. Tomorrow night, fast shows.
I will translate for him. Tonight, tomorrow, Chicago Improv, Schaumburg, ChicagoImprov.com, and everything additional, tour dates, go to Jim Brewer, Jim Brewer. .com. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, let's talk about what you just said there, buddy. You talked about the Cubs.
Yeah.
You talked about the Cubs game. You see, I got the Cubs hat on because I wanted to tick you off when you walked in.
No, I'm diehard Mets.
Of course.
Are you diehard? Listen.
No, I tell everyone this.
Wait.
Jim, I'm not diehard. I'm a bandwagon jumper.
Oh, you're a bit. That's okay. But you still root for the Cubs. To me.
Yeah.
Mets-Cubs series would be the ultimate series, and I can live... As a Mets fan, I can live if the Cubbies were to beat them in the playoffs. I don't want it to happen,
sure,
but I'm rooting Cubbies all the way. Who wouldn't want the Cubbies to go all the way except for a Mets fan?
See, this is the weird thing, though. This is something I think even yesterday, anyone I talked to about it says, you know what? I think this would be fun to have the Cubs in the playoffs and in the World Series.
I think that's
what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, hands down.
Right?
I mean, come on. Cubs, Astros, or Cubs freaking... Royals or
I think
I don't
Cubs
care
Mets.
Who the Cubs.
I want to see the first part. I want to see the first wave. I want to see the Cubs and the Mets.
I do too. That is a great series waiting to happen. Two young teams. We're the future, and it'll start in a great rivalry.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, wouldn't that be something? And you know, nobody thinks it can happen. Nobody. And then you got the Cards and the Cubs, which they hate
each
other.
I think they're going to beat the Cards. I really do.
There's Jim Brewer who said it.
I really think you got. You just got that Madden. You got a good team.
Yeah.
He's leading a good ship. They believe in themselves, and I think they're going to beat them.
To dream the impossible dream. I mean, you never know.
You never know.
But that's why they call it baseball.
That's right. I love it.
Because you
love
never know.
Game.
Hey, speaking of AC/DC, and then Wrigley Field at the same time. You know, AC/DC was at Wrigley Field.
Yes, I saw them twice in the store. I saw them in Los Angeles, and I saw them in New Jersey.
Okay, now.
Yes.
But there was something that came up in that when they were here, and we said, wait, isn't one of the guys in AC/DC, didn't he strangle his dog or throw his dog out a window or something like that? Or
no clue.
I thought you were just a die. Wait a minute. You don't know that there's a story
the
about.
The dog? You talking about the drummer who's getting arrested?
And that guy.
Oh, he's a maniac.
So he is a maniac. And
He's not on this tour, though.
Okay, so
he's heading to jail.
There was an AC/DC guy who threw a dog out a window or something.
It's got to be the drummer. It has to be Phil, the original drummer, who is not on this tour because he's arrested for attempted murder
right,
and
right.
hiring people to kill.
Right, right.
And he's got a serious drug problem.
It's not just always blaming it on the drummer. It's not just always the drummer.
It's always the
fault.
Drummer.
Okay, now, Mr. Jim Brewer, tell me this.
Yes.
You are about to or have already finished recording
yes.
a record, a heavy metal record. You, Jim
yeah.
Brewer.
A lot of people don't know that, yes.
And you are, and you did it with some famous people?
Well, only one.
Who?
Brian Johnson.
Oh, we just heard him.
That's right. He did a song with me.
Yes.
This is how, just what a down-to-earth human being this is. He saw me in Florida.
Right.
And I've spent little time with him. And,
yeah, you did the hokey pokey with him on stage.
Goes,
and some
right,
other things.
And he goes, you know, Jim, I wanted to be on a record. I said, I'm going to take you up on that. He goes, nah, me son, I'm being serious. You know, to be on my account, I come do it. And sure enough, right before they went on tour, right after that a cappella or whatever, they played the big famous South by South, whatever it's
oh, yeah,
called.
Oh, yeah, South by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah, whatever
Austin,
that's
Austin,
called.
Austin, Texas.
He was there.
Yeah.
Came to Florida. Came in a studio. This is how he records. You ready for this?
Yeah, no, I want to see this. Go ahead.
We had a whole room set up for him. We had five microphones.
But wait, I want to be clear, though. This is Jim Brewer. He is coming in. Brian Johnson of AC/DC
yes.
is coming in to do your original
yes.
music.
Yes.
You're not doing covers.
No.
You've written these songs.
Yes.
You're performing these songs.
Yes.
And you're fronting this band.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. So show me.
And it's very family-driven.
Right.
Okay? It's very family-driven. So just to let everyone know, the songs are, I'm not trying to fool the world.
Right.
I'm clearly saying this is my midlife crisis.
Right.
I have the vocal cords. I can pull this off.
Right.
The set is going to be in a garage, a suburban garage, and it's going to look like five
sort
suburban
of like your last special. By the way, I want to make sure
yes.
I plug that, because that comedy special on Epix, Jim Brewer Comic Frenzy, very
thank
good.
You.
Comic Frenzy on Epix. Just go to Jim Brewer Comic
thank
Frenzy.
You.
That's the last one.
So Brian Johnson comes to the studio. And he goes, you know, whenever you're ready, my son. I said, well, we're ready. We got the studios and go on. He goes, oh, no, I don't go in there. I like being in the boardroom. We said, the boardroom? But the speakers, like, yeah, I want to hear the speakers. And I need a handheld microphone with no, I don't want no headphones, because that's cheating. I want to pretend like I'm live as I feel it. So he stood
oh my
the
God.
Way we are, Johnny
yeah,
B,
yeah,
like
yeah.
this,
yeah.
listening through right. the speakers.
The engineer's sitting here.
Yes, and, yeah. and just going, just that Brian Johnson voice and...
Wow.
Hopefully, the song's being mixed now.
Mr. Johnson, you are blowing my eardrums out. Could you stand back just a few steps?
Well, me son, this is the way we do the rock and roll, me son.
Mr. Johnson, any way you could go into the studio, though? Because a lot of...
No, that's okay. right. A bunch of cheetahs, you cheetahs.
Just, by the way, just to be able to say you were in the studio with him, but, you know, you have... I was thinking about that when I thought... Is Jim Brewer serious? You're recording this album. Then I thought you have really an amazing vocal range. If you did it, you did James Hetfield, Metallica.
Yes. Yeah.
You did Brian Johnson, AC/DC.
Ozzy.
Ozzy, yes. I mean, so you fit right in that world.
Well, and clearly I'm not. I know this isn't a forever thing. I'm clearly marketing anyone that grew up with that music.
Yeah.
That has families now. I'm not going to hide anything.
People who still, let me see if I'm clear.
For instance, one of the songs is called Raising Teenage Girls.
How would that go? Give me just a hint of how it would go.
It's Dragnet. The music's Dragnet.
Okay.
And it's me literally going, hold on. You going out tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I did listen. No, and it's and the verse is all about... This is what you're not going to do. Don't get arrested, pregnant, addicted to
you're
anything
doing it,
at all.
You're singing it or you're rapping it? You're singing it? You're like...
That one's...
Don't get arrested.
Yeah. I'll let... all the chorus is
yeah.
singing.
Wow.
They're great hooks.
Okay.
I'll let you listen to some of it.
I want to play some of this. I can't
believe...
You
will. What do you call it? The single comes out in January. It's called Old School. It's a monster.
Is that the one? Okay. So what? Give me a hint. Like, is it close to like something like a, like this kind of sound? Like something like, you know, like
not that one.
Not that heavy.
One song is. There's a song called
Dragnet Team, baby.
Garage Trash.
Yeah.
Which is a song about whenever my wife isn't home.
Right.
And I got all these chores to do. What really goes down? It's basically listening to this music thrashing in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little heavier.
So then it comes out like the really heavy guitar like that. Don't stay. Don't go to school when you're sick if you've got
here,
the flu. No,
I'll
okay.
give you a tiny. This is a terrible version.
You're gonna put it in this. How
are
you
yeah, no
it
one's
it?
Heard this.
Here,
all
plug
right?
it into this.
You
want me to hear it?
How do we? Well,
no, just plug it in. I got it on the board. You can plug. He's plugging it into his iPhone.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
So give you now. This is a terrible version.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not mixed.
Go ahead.
And just the music part.
Who's playing on that?
A guy named Rob Caggiano from Volbeat.
Yeah.
He produces Volbeat and used to be an Anthrax.
So it's people,
right?
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. So well, people who like
it skip to the chorus. Hold on.
Look
Let's
at
get
that.
To the chorus.
But listen to Jim Brewer and his. This is uncut. No one has heard this before.
Wait, let's get to the chorus. I want to get to the chorus part.
Wow.
Wait, this is music. I'm not messing around.
This is rock and roll. This is
but
metal.
There's still a bit of a funny tone.
Well,
to
I can't
it.
Hear the lyrics here.
It's just solo.
I'm telling. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. Wait, you got a solo. What's this one
here
called?
Here we go. This is it.
Hey! See? Hey! 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 I'm already doing hey.
That's
okay, I'll unplug it for you.
And to me, yeah. I miss the 80s fun metal concerts. Metal has turned into like this dreary,
right.
We got to be angry and knock the daylights out of each other. And blah, blah. I you know, you sit there and you just, you know, but I want people to come to a show,
right.
Be able to let themselves loose, have fun. It's just fun. It's Van Halen
Why
meets
not?
Motley Crue meets Metallica.
Van Halen meets Motley Crue meets Metallica. Wait, what's the name of the Jim Brewer? Is it the Jim
it's
Brewer
Brew
band?
Crew. It's the
Brew
Crew.
Crew.
And I am going to be my own character. I'm going to call him Heavy Metal Man.
You could open for
I'm
yourself.
I'm going to dress like it. Yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
You could open for yourself.
That's what I'm going to do.
So your band will come out, and then you'll come out and do Jim Brewer stuff.
Yes.
Oh, look at you. This is fantastic.
It's going to be a fun
this
show.
This is good.
Yeah.
You need some fun in your life. I want to talk about your family in a minute here, because I know if you're going through, and I'm going through this too, I'm with my father-in-law, you really were an inspiration with
yeah.
your documentary, the way you took care of your dad more
yep.
than me, and I understand your dad passed away.
He passed away last August.
Wow, okay.
Right in my hands, right in my arms.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Same with my mom, right
it's
there.
It's a beautiful thing.
Right?
Yeah.
It
really
is a beautiful
was.
Thing, isn't it?
It really was. It's bizarre how you have all these things. All right, I'm gonna spread his ashes here and do this. But the minute they pass, and if you have that opportunity
yeah.
within their arms, and you cry, and then you open your eyes and you go, whoa, they're gone.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it's the
right.
And you're looking at the
yeah,
body
yeah, yeah.
going,
yeah.
ew, looks like E.T.
Yeah.
What is this?
The worst is, did you have to wait till they came in and took him, put him in that body bag?
I did, but I
didn't like it. I helped my mom get in the body bag.
See, but I was, we were laughing by then.
Oh, yeah, no. The beauty of it is, Jim, and that's what you got to do, and we would say this to anyone out there. I'm sure you pass this on to your fans and whatever.
Yes.
To me, it's just be exactly the way you were with
yes.
them on the way out as you were on the way in.
Exactly. And we
always joking.
We laughed so hard. Now, when he passed,
yeah.
you know, we were all sitting in the next room. It was kind of somber.
Sure.
And just taking it in. And then all of a sudden, my wife went in the room, I don't know what for, and she started giggling in there. And I went, what is she? And she came out, and she couldn't control herself from laughing.
Yeah.
And she's all about Jesus. My wife is all
uh-huh.
about Jesus, right? So I go, what are you laughing at? She goes, well, if he does have the opportunity to meet Jesus, I wish I could hear that conversation. Because I know he's going to be rude.
Rude. That's it.
And,
that's what
and
it is.
We started laughing so hard of all his one-liners and what he would say. Tell him, why don't you get a haircut? You know, they got shoes. Why don't you go, why don't you get a job?
I love it.
And we just started laughing so hard.
And it takes the tension out of the room, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
is just this. And we're sitting there, and like we'll talk to my mom laying there, like, hey, Mom, so what's going on? Oh, I see. You want to be quiet now. She was in Alzheimer's.
It's
just like fading away. I think your mother is something.
My mom's back.
Back from what?
I thought.
What do you mean she's
she
back
was
from heaven?
Full blown Alzheimer's.
Right.
And she was screwed up for almost a year and a half.
Yeah?
And she's back to normal. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
How the hell does that happen?
Well, what started the whole thing was a urinary tract infection.
Oh, boy.
And people don't realize with adults, with old people,
yes,
a urinary tract infection can literally, it's like LSD. They're gone.
You got a Their nice tip from Jim Brewer right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Gone. I never heard of it.
I didn't either.
She started talking about they're hiding pigs in the basement,
oh, yeah,
and they're going to feed me. I said, what?
That's right.
I said, you should see the what they have in the basement. They're torturing all these people, and there's hostages.
Oh, my
and
I went, God.
What are you talking?
And she's back.
She would come over to my house, and she'd go, when did the little girl show up by the fireplace? And she'd be staring at something.
Oh, my God. Jim Brewer tonight and tomorrow night, Chicago Improv and Schaumburg. Chicago Improv, Jim Brewer will break. We'll be back.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage. All new Wednesday to 10.
It's having the story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
Some people don't use Cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
It's your flabbergaster. It's all fandangled.
Oh, okay.
You know the Duke of Mahickey that connects to the thingamabob?
Yeah.
Well, it's missing the bamboozle, and that's causing a lot of flim-flam, so I got to do up the doodad.
For the rest of us, there's Cars.com's service and repair tool, which lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying.
So that'll cost about $200, right?
That's right.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray. Works fast at every angle. Makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wahl. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wahl and Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Yeah. Jimmy Brewer, the World Tour. Check him out. Official website, jimbrewer.com. Tonight, tomorrow night, Chicago Improv in Schaumburg, Illinois. You going to stick around for a second?
I'm here.
Yeah. That's going to still be here when you come back. Now you got me talking like that. What the hell are we talking about? A direct line to a good time for Jim Brewer or whatever it is you need. 844-4JB-SHOW. The Brandmeier Podcast at BrandmeierShow.com. Once again, Jimmy Brewer tonight. And I'm also recommending highly that you see Comic Frenzy, Jim Brewer Comic Frenzy on Apex, and the documentary More Than Me about the final year or whatever it is with your father. And the book, I'm Not High, but I've Got a Lot of Crazy Stories About Life as a Goat Boy, a Dad, and a Spiritual Warrior.
Right, a lot in there.
Right on, Jim Brewer.
It's Johnny B.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. It's not the weather South Carolina residents want. More rain. Forecasters say a storm system will stall near the coast this weekend, bringing as much as an additional inch of rain to some areas. That's not expected to cause any additional flooding in areas already swamped by last weekend's historic rains. Meanwhile, the South Carolina sheriff says a driver tired of waiting intentionally hit a member of the South Carolina State Guard directing traffic outside of a food bank. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott.
They were directed to go in one direction, and they refused to go in that direction and intentionally ran over and hit the state guardsman that was there.
The sheriff says he's furious anyone would put workers trying to help after the disaster in danger. He promised to file attempted murder charges when the driver is arrested. The guardsman didn't appear to be severely injured. North Charleston Mayor Keith Southey says residents must take the flooding seriously.
You can replace anything in this world except your